Hey, you, wake up. It's Saturday morning, and it's time to jump on that to-do list. But that home improvement project doesn't have to be a chore. Before you jump in, tune in here to About Your House to listen and learn from the most experienced and reputable contractors and service providers in the industry. On today's show, we have Jeremy and Jennifer Barker of Bathmatic Custom Tile and Shower. About Your House is brought to you in part by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed general contractor in North and South Carolina. From the hills to the coast, if you have a problem, they have a solution. Also brought to you in part by PutToolsInSchools.org, connecting students to tools of the trades and raising awareness of the many career pathways. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some time with us as we spread a little love. And now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Okay, good morning. Welcome to a nice, autumn, beautiful Saturday morning. And guess what? It's like you can guess, you know, don't even know what I'm talking about. The weather. It's only going to get up to 58 degrees tomorrow. Chilly autumn day ahead. However, that'll bypass us very quickly, and we're back up into almost 80 degrees by the end of the week. Nice, beautiful autumn weather is one of my favorite times of the year, as it is with most people. If you're a real human being and you got your wits about you, you can't help but get up and enjoy autumn, you know, with the leaves turning and all. We got a lot to talk about. Got Jeremy Barker and his wife Jennifer in the house today. Bathmatic Custom Tile and Shower. Got a lot. Jeremy's been a busy boy, and he is a busy boy just by nature. He's all over the place, and that's a good thing. Heart of gold. Big heart, big compassionate, giving, loving man. And I commend him tremendously for all his efforts in the drive for the hills of North Carolina. And speaking of it, you know, the leaves. One thing, Halloween next week. That's Thursday night, right? Thursday, mm-hmm. Thursday night, Halloween. Good morning. Good morning. Now y'all couldn't shut up a minute ago. now you're clammed up.
Good just morning, everybody.
Totally clammed up.
Not just letting you talk, Ray. No. Good morning.
Oh no.
The weather's beautiful.
This is conversation. You know, this time of the year growing up, I mean, it was part, North Carolina mountains were part of my life.
Mine too.
Literally. Mm-hmm. I grew up, and I can't talk a lot about it because I get emotional. Mm. That's kind of why I stayed away from it, because of what it meant to grow up so close to the mountains. To this time of the year, you go up there and it's just like, wow.
Oh, I know. It's magical. It's one of my favorite places on earth.
Yeah, I agree 100%, you know. And like I said, I've been to the beach and I love the beach. Mm-hmm. I do love the beach. And, you know, if you've grown up in Charlotte, as I did, and y'all did.
Well, I grew up in Charleston, so I grew up at the beach.
Okay, you grew up
at the
beach.
So going to the mountains was my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine, you know, because you had the coast right there under your feet, so literally.
Yeah.
But there are many times, you know, you go to the beach and you just really enjoy it. There's no question that you love walking on the sand, feeling the sand between your toes, and you can't get that any other place.
Mm-mm.
I mean, even in a Lake Lure with the sandy beach, it ain't like the ocean. You know, not the same. But at any rate, but when you're in the hills, sitting on the dirt, grounded with nature and the abundance of, well, I look at it as God. That's my church. I grew up kind of that way to where nature became my sanctuary. To this very day, that's the way I look at it. If I'm in the woods, I'm with nature and God. You know, can't get any closer than that. Not even in a church.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's been very. But when that happened, when the devastation, you know, Hurricane Helene went through, and the next day when I saw pictures, I just was totally devastated. Took me a week, literally. To this moment, it's still tremendous. And I know, Jeremy, you've been up there, and you've been in the, I don't know where you've been. I know you've been a lot of places.
Well,
you've done a lot of things, so
it's bad up there, you know. And like you said, you know, growing up for me, going to the mountains or going to the beach was always that key thing, you know. And going to the mountains has always been special to me, and I've lost a part of my heart up there dealing with the people that I've dealt with and seen the things that I've seen. And it's
a war zone.
It's like if you've ever been in a third world country in a war zone, it looks like combat went through up there.
Well, actually,
it's different, but it's what it's done is restored my faith for humanity.
Right.
You know, because right at the point in time where everybody's on the media and television tells you this, and, you know, what's happening up there is we the people has come together. And something I want to add before I forget about it is how important radio is, because every radio station that's up there that's been working.
These are small-time radio stations,
too.
They're
community-based.
Yeah.
The number one outreach for the people out there. So, like, right in this technological wave, when we think we're going all digital, bam, we get slapped in the face with something like this, a natural disaster, where people have to use radio. And them people that the radio stations have been rocking and rolling up there.
I can't imagine, name them all off,
but they have been rocking the map. And I'm especially thanks for old school radio, like what we're doing right now.
Well, I wish we were on old school radio, and that's what corporate metro radio has, in my eyes. I'm not trying to be negative, and I'm too close to the forest, and maybe I can't see the trees. But you're right.
Yeah.
The small AMs and even smaller FMs around in the country in the rural areas, that's real radio.
Yeah. You know, where people still use it.
Yeah, absolutely, and should use it in the big cities. In the big cities, it's become. When I grew up, speaking of radio. Radio was community-based.
Yep.
We were, you know, in Charlotte, goodness gracious, the history around radio.
Radio goes back a long way.
Phenomenal.
But it's still with the old-timers. And like, I don't want to drag it out and tell a long story, but I want to tell y'all a little story. I was delivering a heater up the side of a mountain in the backside of the Mount Mitchell area, right where you enter the Pisgah National Forest, the parkway right there and outside of Barnardsville, taking a thing of propane and a heater up to an elderly gentleman. He said, I don't want no more water, no more toilet paper. I want a heater, and I want some cigarettes. So I took him all them components back up there. And as I was leaving, there's a little Dodge truck parked up out there, and I heard the radio on in it. I said, sir, your radio is running in your truck. And he said, no, you see that drop cord right there? When the lights is out, son, I had to wire that drop cord up to power my speakers in the house. I got it playing all through my house. He said, the radio is all I got now. And that made me realize right then that was all they had.
Jeremy, I knew in conversation this morning that you would tell us some things that we need to hear, and that was
he
beautiful.
Cut a drop cord,
well,
wired it from his truck out of the tape player in his truck into a single wide trailer and had it hooked up to an old double stack Kenwood with equalizer, and he had the news and whatever local stations jamming through there. I loved it.
But he had no power in his house at all. No electricity, no infrastructure, but he had his radio coming off his truck.
Yeah.
Speaker wired to every speaker in his house.
It blew my mind. But I was like, if these people didn't have radio, they would have lost their mind. And I'm focused on like now in the recovery phases. We're in a phase two. I'll go into it later. But these people just getting through the survival part, they didn't have any information because all these phones went down. My phone wouldn't work a lick up there until the last week or about midway through the week before. But when our immediate response went up there, me and Jennifer went up there blind the first time. I went in following a couple of days. We didn't have no cell service. These Starlinks, they were active, but we didn't have the code.
So you went with him?
The first time, yeah. We went up there and delivered cases of water and clothes and baby wipes and ibuprofen and Benadryl and
because that was what the first need was. And then once I realized how much stuff they had up there, I was like, whoa.
Well, we need to
go back and work.
You know, I said here on the radio, I said, you know, this is chaos 101.
Yeah.
And we're going to have an outpour and frankly overreact to certain items, which we did. And look, I'm not here to be right. I'm just merely saying. Because I was questioning where, what should I do?
Yep.
You know, because, and we're going to talk about that here on the show today, about what can we do because it's just started.
But people across the United States don't exactly understand the geography of those mountains and how many nooks and crannies are in there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, your GPS will tell you 40 miles, and it'll be an hour and 4 minutes.
Right.
You know, I mean, the city, we could walk that far, you know, but in real time.
You got to walk around hills.
These people up here are resilient. They're striving. I've seen things happen that I never thought I was going to see in my lifetime up there during this process. And it's all been happening by the goodwill of the American spirit, real men, blue-collar people, the guys that's running construction companies, my fellow blue-collar workers are coming out, taking and donating their time and doing what we're doing. And it's been great. And I've seen progress, and I've seen hope in people's eyes. My thing is, I like to help everybody, and I'm up there. I'll be back next week. We're going to fix that for you, ma'am. Yes, sir. We're going to get that. Let me work on getting this done. Let me work on getting that done. And I see that the progress is going in the good ways, and it's awesome. I love doing it. But I had to take a couple days to get my business and everything back in order, and now I'm reclaiming traction and going to make another move to go back up there. And all this is phase two. But it's all been good. But what it brings back to is like what you said is when you ride in that parkway or up 74 and you get on 40 or anywhere up around there leading to them places, it's still beautiful.
Oh, it's
the colors is phenomenal. And the thing is when you get off that road and you go down into them pits, that's when it changes. But you can do it within a 2 to 3 mile reach, things can change 180 degrees.
Oh, yeah. No
question. The forest, I've never seen things like I've seen in the forest up there after this. You know, I'm no axe man, no logger man, but I've sure been playing chainsaw man up there. And it's something like out of this world. It's like somebody dropped a whole handful of toothpicks in this coffee cup right here. That's what the forest floor looks like. Across people's driveways.
Oh, yeah, no.
Water move things, cars, big boulders.
I've said it since I've lived because I understand the power of nature, the power of water in nature. Now, granted, this was an all-time high in nature. Not that much water has not been dumped on land that they're even aware of.
No, it said we met with some friends while we were there and delivered them supplies, and she works for the
county and the department, and it exceeded their rain gauges.
Yeah,
it broke their rain gauge.
It blew every rain gauge in the hills away.
So they had them for a 100-year flood, but they exceeded and they went past that. So there is no measurement. But I see markers on the trees. Like this fella, he told me, he said, look, you see where I nailed that 2x4 on the wood, on the tree right there? He said, that's how high the water was. He said, I was in my kayak when the rain finally peaked, And he said I was doing my last round of gathering my stuff, and I nailed this board on the tree. And me and him stand down there, we're looking way up in the tree, and that board's up there 30-something foot in the air. And I'm like, you got to be kidding, man. He said, yeah, I took that board right there and nailed it and sat here in my kayak.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how high the water was.
Oh, I know it was. Well, just looking at the picture, growing up in Chimney Rock, looking at that picture, I just said, because one could only imagine, because I've stayed on that river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah.
And played in that river,
mm-hmm.
grew up in that river, in various parts of that river. And there's a place called Flat Rock Creek Falls, we called it growing up. It's on private property. It's up, what's the county above, right beside Buncombe? Schumont Mountains on it, Bat Cave, that's Henderson, maybe?
Yeah, Henderson.
Okay, in one of the counties up there. Anyway, it's up 9. You know, you get off 74, you bypass in Chimney Rock there, and then you mm-hmm. go up 9 to Bat,
yeah.
you know, go up 9 to Black Mountain. And up about 5-6 miles to the left, there's this little gravel road, just like in a lot of gravel roads mm-hmm. in the mountains, right? And you hang a left. If you didn't know where it was, you didn't know, you couldn't find it, okay? Because that's, you know, the mountains.
Yeah.
Well, you just talked about it.
Yep.
So we would go up there, and it was a beautiful, beautiful waterfall, and the people that owned it lived in Valdosta, Georgia. But we grew up as kids going up there with our family, and we just kind of maintained it through the years. There was a spell of about 20-some-odd years I never went up there. But I'd like to go up there now.
Go up there and check and make sure it's still there.
Well, it's there.
Because I've seen waterfalls that's disappeared, and then new waterfalls that's been made since I've been up there.
But that's my point. One can only imagine, and the house itself that sat on a point looking up at the falls of where they stayed. And I know the house is gone. I know it's gone. It's got to be gone. So, it's just, that tells us we got to go. But, you know.
We'll get right back to it, Ray, won't we? Well, it's changed up there.
I'm certainly not going anywhere. No, and it's a perfect example how nature can change the topography, the geography, and nature itself.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. But you're listening to About Your Health. Any questions? You want to talk to Jeremy? Jeremy, how many times have you been up there now?
This will be our 10th trip.
10th
coming
trip.
Up. Yep.
Gotcha. All right. We're going to talk more about the mountains because I knew that he's been up there. He's been very active. And, hey, won't hurt to talk about it. I think we could use a little talk, a little discussion, as long as we keep it pleasant. 704-227-8986. We'll be back. More About Your House right here on Fox Sports Charlotte. All right, welcome back, as we do and help people. You know, I was talking to Jennifer and Jeremy. That's his name. Yeah, I about forgot. age is creeping up on me. Ah, something's getting me. Anyway.
Lord help him.
Oh, I got to make a few announcements here. Let me do that first, then I'll go back to where I was. Queen City Audio Video and Appliance next Saturday, 9 a.m., they're having an outlet sale. If you've never been out there and you want some great buys on appliances, they've got an outlet center out there in the back of the corporate on Queen City Drive out off Billy Graham that's unbelievable. I mean, it's big. Bigger than any appliance store you'll go into, and you've only – that's just the back of the building.
Ooh, I want a new fridge.
Well, I would highly recommend – you go out there next Saturday.
I want the new big fridge, like the
well, you
the big
you want
fridge.
You want a lot of things. I realize
she's always wanting something.
No. But seriously, you could go out there. All right, true story. I went out. My son needed a refrigerator. This is about 2 years ago, and I said, "Okay, let's go out. Get up here with your pickup truck. We'll ride out to Queen City Audio, Video, and Appliance, and we'll see what we can find. I ain't promising." But let's see what we can find.
Yeah.
So I go out there, and Roddy happened to walk by. Roddy Player. I said, Roddy. He's the chief cook and bottle washer. So he's the man. So I says, I'm looking for, you know, this, that. And well, we went back there and looked at some, but I really didn't see anything that rang my – Reuben didn't, my son, rang his bells, you know, didn't make him excited. So then Roddy called me on my phone. He disappeared, and then, you know, he went to do his thing, whatever he does. And then he called me. He says, I got one I want you to look at on the other side of the building. And went over and looked at it. It had a little ding in the drawer, okay? Mm-hmm. He said, you can have the unbelievable price. And I says, Ruben said, man, I'll take that. Well, then he called and used warranty to get that drawer front, and he replaced it. So he in essence, got a brand-new fridge at a great price, you know, and the warranty paid for the drawer front that was had a ding in it that reduced the price, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And so same thing. You could go out there and maybe, I'm not saying yours would be the same circumstances and total situation, but
yeah. But
you could go out there and look, because they've got a tremendous, oh gosh, if you've never been out there, just going out there and seeing all the appliances. Well, you know, when I walk in a showroom like that and see all the appliances, what it does for me is it just shows me what the trends are, what the overall market is, all that stuff. But that's another story. But I go out there and pick through the damaged goods in the back for parts. That's fun. You know. Well,
it's like an appliance junkyard for Ray Terry.
Back
to our house. We're going to fix something today, baby.
Well, look, you would be surprised.
You would fix anything, Ray.
What?
Well, if you can't make it run, it ain't worth having, is it?
Well, I'm going to sure give it my best. And if I can't find the part off one, I'll find the part off another and make it work. Seriously, I got to tell this story. I do vent hood work. You know that. That's what I do now. And I
is that what you do? I was going to ask you, what do you do?
Oh, we were talking about that.
I was going to ask you, what do you do?
We were talking about that. Well,
please ask me what I do.
No.
I know what you do.
No.
The reason I know what you do is why you're here.
Amen. Thank you, Ray.
Because you help people.
That's what I do.
Jeremy, I'm going to talk about you. Here, warning, I'm going to talk about you. It's good. Now, a lot of people might not think it's real good, but it is. Jeremy's an exclusive testimonial poster child for ADHD. you know, he truly is, which...
I've been fighting it all my life.
No. You should not fight it. Embrace it. And you do. You do pretty well. And what did I tell you during the break? As you get older, more wisdom will come with it, and you will learn the disciplines around being ADHD.
Amen.
Now, somebody asked me the other day, a mother, when I told her all about her son, it was hilarious. I was sitting there telling her about her son. I never met her son. But she told me a few things about him, and I said, oh, yeah, I know him. You know, oh, he's one of us. And she says, what do you mean? And I literally said that, and I started telling her about her son. And same thing with you. ADHD, it's a gift. It's a blessing. But for ignorant people that don't know and understand it, you need pills and drugs to combat it. No, you can't. That's the story. That's the reality. You can't take a pill to overcome ADHD because it's a trait in humans. And it should not be, because you're messing with nature. That's who we are. And we should be who we are and learn to deal with who we are and not try to change it.
That's exactly right.
And be who you are and teach our kids to be that. Oh, no, we want to teach them to be what we want them to be. And I'm speaking of the system that's teaching them. And I know this because I talk to the kids, and the kids don't lie. You know, and you, ADHD, you got a heart of gold. It's big as big. It's just big. And you want to help people. And sometimes your mouth overruns your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Am I right?
All the time. All the
See
time.
See what I mean? I mean, he'll own it, and I've done the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I sign up for everything.
Yeah, because you want to do it, but but you're realizing the older you get with help from your beautiful wife that you can't do it all.
No.
And see, I'm having the same issues.
But I give it a good run, though.
But you'll give it all you got.
I run myself ragged.
You know, the other day you committed, and I'm going to share this with everybody, he committed to being at a trades career day. And after we hung up the phone, I said, he's so full of crap.
Mm-hmm.
I said, he is so full of. And then I see him on Facebook. I love him. Good God. I wish there was more people like him. You know, we need more people like him. And we need to teach our kids that value, you know, of giving from your heart and your soul. And another thing about you, though, you know how. You know how.
Yeah.
And
but that's why I overcommit myself, because there's a shortage on people that know how. They ain't a lot of folks like me, Ray.
My Lord.
And I realize it. I ain't being cocky, toot my own horn.
No, but I'm
a bad dude in a lot of different ways. I can get stuff done.
Renaissance man.
I try to go out there and give it a shot, at least inspire somebody else to get off the couch and go out there and do something. You know what I mean?
And the dude's only got one hand.
He's working
shorthanded.
Yeah, I'm a hand short and a day late and always a dollar backwards.
Right. But you know, so am I.
Yeah.
So I relate to you very well. Matter of fact, there ain't a lot of people that I do relate to as closely as I do you, because I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing. We need to have more kids with ADHD. We need to understand what they do and how they do it. The reason we can do what we do, and I say we because I'm one of those guys who can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not bragging, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have been able to. Like we were talking about earlier, Ray, what do you do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? See, I go to meetings and people say that, Ray, what do you do?
Doing everything I can, and you're next.
What do you want me to do? So, you know, and then they ask me, well, what trade do you like best? I don't know.
It's all in a day's work, man.
It depends on what needs to be done, you know? But I love a challenge. That's what I love.
It's the challenge.
I love the challenge and the goal, the drive it takes to get what you want.
Yep.
Now, there's things I won't do, just like you.
Me too. Yeah.
You know, you won't do it, but when it comes to helping people and humanity, I'm going to do all I can do.
Yeah.
And that's where I stood. I didn't know what to do when this crisis hit.
I mean, but I do it. I use it like in my everyday life. You know, that's how what I do for my customers, mm-hmm. my business. I provide a premier customer service for premier bathroom remodeling. Image, you got to maintain that. So I'm always a people pleaser anyway. I'm the guy that comes in there and builds this, and this is all going good, and then you got this that needs done, and I'll say, oh, yeah, I'll fix that for you on the way out the door. I'm that guy that gives away something to every house I go in because I'm a giver.
Right.
You know, but just let me cut to the chase. As a young boy, I got a papa that's superficial in my life, and he made a good example and role model to me as a child. He's always been, you know, a patron
of
the
mentor.
Church. Yeah, he's always been a servant to God's work, and he's a preacher. He's been a painter his whole life, and he's selfless. And I've watched him help people my whole life. So he instilled that in me as a young boy. And ever since I was old enough to work and do things on my own as a contractor, as a company, you know, a self-made blue-collar guy, I always try to give something away because that's just who I am. So when I go to help veterans or help the people in the mountains or help homeless across town or help with put tools in schools or wherever, I'm just doing it. I'm serving. We are born to serve.
Well, here, you brought it up, this great segue, I'm going to tap into your resources. All right, we're doing a program, and I'm sorry to interject this, but it's a great time. I cornered you. We've got another nonprofit we're working with Put Tools in Schools. Collaboration over competition. No, we're collaborating with them, but not with them. We're addressing around 20 to 30 kids every Monday evening with a after school program called Center360.org. And
is this the thing at Bradley Middle School?
Yeah, yes.
I'm signing up for that.
Okay.
Right, last week?
Yeah. What's that?
It wasn't the first one last week?
No, we've been over there twice. Here's what I want to do. Those kids are fantastic. We engaged them last Monday tremendously. And I'm going to use this as a sidebar story with Put Tools in Schools. Last week, talking about working with your hands, mind, critical thinking. And that's essentially what we've been talking about helping in the Hills. Because if you don't have the background, the knowledge, the know-how, and I'm talking soft skills, such as getting along with people, communicating, and all those things, our kids are not in touch with that kind of reality these days, unfortunately. And, for example, last Monday, we met with that group of kids, and I want to share. There was 17 kids in the room. After school program between 4 and 6:30. We show up at 4, engage them about 4:30 after they've had their snack. And anyway, they have their snack. And
well, kids are hungry because they eat lunch early.
Kids eat too much food.
Okay. God, Ray.
I'm sorry. But, hold on. Okay, you got me. So you stop. You put the brakes on.
So just let the kids eat what they want so they can come and learn.
Let's talk about the bag, okay? The bag of snacks is 100% sugar and stuff those kids should not be eating, okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's junk food. Yeah. My point. And, let's don't forget the sweet high fructose corn syrup drink they drink. And then they wonder why they get wiry after eating a bag of sugar. That's what I meant with that sarcasm, a snack. Anyway, okay, snack's over. Time to get to work. So we engage these kids first talk to them about the electrical trade. Jeremy Johnson came in and helped a little bit. And he got talking, and we started engaging them in hammer drilling concrete block, driving nails, you know, with a hammer, literally, driving nails. These are middle school kids. Half those kids never drove a nail in their life. Most of them had never had a drill in their hand, nor had they had seen the electronic and wire board that Jeremy made. You'll see it. It's just amazing, a tic-tac-toe board. And
that's such awesome work.
Really amazing. All right. Now, and then we did the same thing somewhat on Tuesday night at West Boulevard Ministry, which I'd love to get you over there one night for that as well. Kids are fantastic. The kids, and, you know, essentially they're all the same, you know, because they're human beings.
Yeah.
And no matter what hardships or environmental stresses they go through in life, this is an opportunity for them to see something they will not see elsewhere in their lives. And this is a reality because Monday night and Tuesday night, we met with two groups, okay? West Boulevard Ministry, which is 17 kids. Monday night, Center 360, 17 kids. All middle school kids, except for two throughout. Not one child knew what the word apprenticeship was. Not one. Out of 34 kids. Not one student knew what trades the trades were, nor construction trades. Didn't even know what I was talking about. Not one child in 34.
They don't teach it.
I think I just said that in a roundabout
way.
They
refuse it. Man, that's
okay,
awful.
I'm not through. Let me finish. It gets better. And then not one child out of 34 could read a tape measure or understood fractions. Excuse me. We found one that did, and he was good. And he was the biggest problem child in the group. And I know why. Because he was bored stiff, and he needed to be
mentally challenged.
He needed to be challenged mentally and physically with that mind and brain of his. And I saw it. It was like a light bulb, or it was glaring. And Jeremy picked up on it, too. I said, we know it, because he couldn't stay still, and he was bouncing. But he knew every fraction questions we threw out. Okay. So none of them knew what apprenticeship meant. None of them. Here we are, middle school kids. None of them knew what trades were. But all of them, when I asked this question, who's going to college? What do you think happened then?
All of them raised their hands.
Pretty much. About 80%. Yeah.
Who's going to be a football player or a basketball player?
Oh, the Tuesday night group. Well, all of them. All groups of
they
kids.
All put their hands up. I'm going to the NBA.
Yeah. So, you know, folks, that's what we're dealing with. And you know what? That's my purpose now.
Yeah,
because those facts
I knew.
Those facts I knew were there. I knew were there, but they just validated how bad or what we're not teaching our kids or exposing them to. I don't care if you teach them, but they at least need to know, and not for the industry. Not for the industry.
For life skills.
For life skills.
Yeah.
So they
for
can survive
living every day.
Because you're going to have to do it, buddy. You're going to have to get out there and swing
and
that
I'm
hammer.
And I'm working with a 20-year-old. You didn't know about this. I'm mentoring and tutoring, basically, a 20-year-old who is the same child at 20 years old. And all these kids out here, not now look.
I got hope for him because you've done a good job with me, Ray.
No. You're,
I've got hope for him. I know you're going to be all right.
No. But, folks, we got a problem. You've got the problems, not me. I'm done. All I do is see it, talk about it, hopefully try and do it. And, you know.
But what about the generations after you, Ray?
That's the key right there. But there's
what about
a lot
your grandson?
Going. Oh, God. Oh, my grandson, I'm not worried
up,
about.
Who's he going to have to grow up with?
He'll be teaching because if I have anything to do with it, he'll know. He's already put tools in his hands. Boy ain't 3 years old yet.
That's right.
You know. But I haven't seen my, well, that's another story. Let's stay away from that one. It's just life will throw some curves at you, let me tell you. But we've got, and that's kind of, I woke up after the hills and I said, what do I need to do? Where do I need to be? You know, and I said, I need to stay away from the hills. I need to stay on the home front and take care of business here, especially as old as I am. Not that I'm old, because I can do everything I did when I was 40, and I'm ready to go. However, I'm not done, because there's a lot of building. There's a lot of repair, rebuilding, and work to be done.
No, it's a long road.
Long road ahead. Well,
we're going to get you up there. Don't worry.
You're going to get me and kids up there and other adults, because West Boulevard Ministries on Tuesday nights, that's a great group because I've got 6 men coaches. Those male coaches are just as excited about learning as the kids.
They don't know much either.
You got it. Matter of fact, I got one in his 50s that's just like a little boy every time I go. He sits down at the picnic table with his boys. He sits there and he says, Uncle Ray, you know, Uncle Ray, I want it. Man, this is great.
He wants to learn.
He said, this is awesome. He said, I didn't have, and Noel told me the same thing. He said, man, I wish I'd had a daddy. Here's the story. I wish I would have had a daddy to teach me.
Right.
Oh. See, that's kind of what we're dealing with here. There's so many single parents. Look, when you split a family up, you split it up. Mm-hmm. Regardless of the visitation rights and visiting your dad, it breaks it up.
Yep.
It's not the same. You know, and I know because I divorced. And the most damaging thing I've done to my relationship as a father was leave. Regardless of the circumstances, it still did damage. Mm-hmm. I know it did, because me and my son have not had a great relationship because of it. Now, what can you do about it? Acknowledge it. I have. But, you know, in every relationship, it takes two people.
Absolutely.
Takes two. And it takes a consolidated effort to make everything happy. And so, you know, life is what it is, but these kids out here don't have that. And you can talk to kids now. I've learned having discussion with these kids and students. Within 30 seconds to a minute, you know where they're from. Yep. You know what environment they're from.
That's why I love doing it.
Yeah.
Making engagement with them.
But, you know, hammering nails, putting screws in a piece of wood, the simplest things light those kids up, because they have never had that opportunity. And like I said, they're not aware. They're not aware.
You don't know what you don't know, and you never know if you don't ever do.
So, and we got a lot of work to do in the hills of North Carolina.
Yes,
and there's
absolutely
no reason we can't teach these kids around that the need. Because, well, I'll talk more about it when we get back. 704-227-8986. You're listening to About Your House on Fox Sports Charlotte. Download the free app. Stream it live. Or go on your browser, foxsportsradiocharlotte.com. We're on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. Hi, y'all. So there we are. Tune in, turn on, and talk to us. 704-227-8986. We'll be right back.
And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I feel my best. Albatross and the whales, they are my brothers.
There have been times in my life I've been wondering why. Still somehow I believe we'd always survive.
Welcome back. Jeremy had to step out a minute, but he'll be back. He'll be back. No, what we're talking about the kids and empowering them and all, and what was so neat last week about, you know, working with these kids is to see them light up when they, you know, what was funny is the girls,
That's my favorite part of it. Like, just seeing, yeah, like, this light flicker in their eyes. Like, wow, I can actually do this.
I can do something.
Yeah.
See, they don't even know they can do stuff. What? Uncle Red on the phone. We got a caller.
Yeah, I told you that. Uncle Red's on the phone.
Well, I know. You should have went with me there. You made me look like a nut, which I am. You just brought it forward. You're exposing me, Rishton. Yeah, I got sidetracked. Yeah, my brain. Yeah, that ADHD stuff we talk about all the time. You know how you just start talking about something else, and I know I got a phone caller. Well, you got to. That's why you make the big bucks, Rishton. You keep me in line. All right, let's talk. Guess who our buddy, favorite one and only guest, Uncle Red. Hello there, guy.
Good morning, Mr. Terry and your guest. I've been riding along and just listening to you, enjoying it.
Well, wonderful.
Enjoying the laughter, making me feel pretty good about myself.
Well, you're one of those two. You know that, too.
Oh, I know.
He's another giver. How old are you now, Jeremy? Jeremy, you're not Jeremy.
I'll be 79 in July.
You'll be 79. I can't keep up. Lord.
I know, but I've been doing stuff all my life just like you. That's the reason you and I got along so well for so long. I got a better Queen City story than you, and it doesn't take but a second, and then I'm going to just say one more thing, and then I'm going to get off because I'm enjoying listening to y'all. I went to Queen City a couple years ago on your advice. I've been dealing with them since I got out of since the 60s when I got back from Vietnam, but I bought more crap from Queen City, and I never had a problem with them anywhere. Never, ever. They just dealt with it. But I went out to did what you did, and I went out and went to the back. And I kept walking around by myself, and I was looking for something for somebody else, a good friend of mine, a refrigerator. And I found one sitting back there on the pallet in the area back there where you're talking about. And it still had that blue plastic wrapped all the way around it.
Right, yeah.
I had talked to one of those guys up front, and he said, yeah, go on back there, walk around, look, see if you find something, you know, and I'll come back. If it doesn't have a number, I'll put a number on it because they tag stuff.
Sure.
And I couldn't find anything wrong with it. It'd never been touched. I mean, the plastic wasn't even torn, but it had a price on it, and the price didn't make any sense. So I finally walked back up there because it's exactly what I want.
Was it too high or too low?
No, hell, it was too stupid low. So I went up there and got him, you know, and I said, tell me something about this refrigerator. I said, this doesn't make any sense. But it's in the line with things that had a little scratch or a dent or just nothing stuff. But all of it was new. I mean, brand new. And he said, you know what? Somebody in the back shoved this thing up here. But since we already put a price on it, he said, if you want it for that price, I'll sell you one of them right now. And I said, well, I believe I'm going to buy that one right now. And I just took the money out and paid you. I mean, they will do what they say they'll do. They will honor whatever they tell you. That's the best thing about those people. And by God, I have dealt with them since 69. Now, you figure that out. And that's 1969.
You know what's amazing is that I've been dealing with them since 1971. That's the first credit account, charge account, I ever opened as an adult.
You got your wife a refrigerator.
No, I bought a Zenith television. Go ahead. What?
I still got a Zenith turntable that I bought as a present in 73, and it still works. And I had it serviced one time, and it's in the basement in the apartment downstairs that you helped work on, and it still plays as good as the day I bought it because they always sold quality stuff.
Yep, they were Zenith
you know,
there for years.
I'm not, what do you call it? I'm not being paid to make this testimonial. I just couldn't stand it because you were talking about what happened to you. And darn it, I didn't have the phone number written down. I'm out riding around doing some little chores. And I said, damn it, when you say the phone number, I'm going to call in. Because the man stood there and looked me in the face. He said, I don't know who put this up here, but obviously this is not supposed to be in this line. But since it's already tagged, I'll sell it to you. I'll sell you one of them. That's what he said. It's because I guess he thought if I could buy one, I might buy four or five.
Right. I hear you.
Because it was so cheap.
I got
but
it.
But anyway, you and I have been living with something for a long time. And one of my favorite sayings, and you said it too, is we've been doing so much for so long with so little. Now we can do anything with nothing. Yeah. And the difficult, we do immediately. The impossible might take us just a little while.
Right.
Amen.
You're
remember
right.
hearing us say that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Matter of fact, let me share this story with you. I must say, I've got a reputation of being very resourceful and working things out. You know, like I'm a problem solver. A guy called me yesterday, says, somebody gave me your name. I got a downdraft vent system behind my oven that it won't telescope, and I got to replace it because it's 25 years old. I said, okay. I said, send me pictures. He did. Man, that is going to be the biggest challenge I have seen in a while. But I sat there last night, 2 hours on the computer, looking at product line. Nobody makes an application like Decor did several years, right. But Decor is no longer available. Anyway, so I love a challenge, but you know what? About 10 o'clock last night, bells went off. I said, I can do this.
I figured it out.
You know, there's one product I can buy that'll make it work, and it's a great product. So anyway, to that note, I love a challenge.
You'll work through it.
If that's what we do, isn't it?
That's it. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
When they ask, what do you do?
Yeah,
we've been doing it for a long time with a little, so we can do it all
back
with
to
nothing.
That question, Ray, what do you do? It's just like Uncle Red, if I ask you, what do you do? What's your answer?
Whatever somebody throws at me.
Yeah, say, well, what do you want me to do? And they look at you whimsical and say, well, what's that mean? It means I can do about anything. I help people. You know.
I tell people all the time, they'll ask me, and I'm not bragging, but you know how I am. But yeah. I've even got a hat that says something like that. My sister got me a hat that says, I'm really good at everything, and I know a lot of stuff. But people will ask me, say, I'll explain something. And somebody told me a couple months ago, they said, you know what you do, Red, is so amazing. He said, you explain stuff to people so they can really understand it.
You're a communicator, big guy. You talk.
Yeah, I mean, I take the time.
You're full of crap.
I don't belittle people.
No.
I say, listen.
No.
I'll tell you exactly how this works, and then you'll understand what the problem is yourself.
Right.
And then I'll explain to you how you can fix it.
Exactly.
A lot of people aren't like that, Ray.
No, I understand, and that's one of the beauties in our communication skills. You know,
no, but I think what y'all were doing about, you know, trying to get young people involved and all, my God, you've been saying that since the start of time. But you and I, and maybe this gentleman that's in there on the show and his partner, it's like if we saw the water, this is a bad analogy because of the flood, damn it. But anyway, if we saw the water rising over here really coming, and we saw our neighbor or somebody we didn't even know had this big pile of lumber over here, we'd go over there and get his lumber, and we'd start putting a raft together, you know, and we'd try to explain ourselves why we took the lumber later.
Right.
But we were going to have something to float out on, you know, because that's just the way you and I are.
All right, got
to
wrap
it
up. Top of the hour break's coming.
Go for it. I know it messes you up. You guys have fun. I'm going to go back, dial you back up, and then I'll listen to you some more.
Love you as always, brother. Take care. Drive safe.
Take care. We'll see you guys.
All right, Uncle Red.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks for calling.
All right, we're going to.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, wow, that wrapped up quicker than I thought.
Gotta love him.
What's that? Yeah, it was quick. All-time record. No. I love that man. I tell you what, he is under. Did you ever meet Uncle Red?
I've heard him on here before, though.
he is a plethora of information. You know, he's a smart guy. One of the smartest men I've ever known. No question about it. Just great, great brain. And we, you know what? We all got one.
Just got to learn how to use it.
We just got to teach him how to use it. You know, it works great when you know how to start it. Now, all you got to have is proper keys. Why don't you tune them in? Oh, look at that boy go. Or girl. Don't matter. You know. All right, we're going to take a top of the hour break here. Our number one Zoom by. Let's do number two coming up. 704-227-8986 if you want to chat or give us any feedback. Jeremy Barker, wife Jennifer in the house, Bathmatic Custom Tile and Shower. We'll talk about tile and shower later. We're talking about other stuff first. We're talking about what we do. Come on back. We'll be here.
You awake yet? Hour number two, Jeremy and Jennifer Barker of Bathmatic Custom Tile and Shower will continue talking about the business as a whole, the industry, and the work they're doing in Western North Carolina. About Your House is brought to you in part by PutToolsInSchools.org, connecting students to tools of the trades and raising awareness of the many career pathways. Also brought to you in part by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed general contractor in North and South Carolina, from the hills to the coast. If you have a problem, they have a solution. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some time with us. We'll share our knowledge and provide encouragement to improve not just your home, but every aspect of life. And now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
All right, welcome back to About Your House here on Fox Sports Charlotte every Saturday morning. Download the free app, tell your friends, neighbors, and what have you. We're here. Just a good way to spend a Saturday morning, 3 hours of conversation and talk to people in the industry, doctors, lawyers, medicine workers. No.
Medicine men.
Medicine men, yeah. you name it, we kind of talk about it here on the show. Talk a lot about our kids and education. We were last hour somewhat, you know, tying in Put Tools in Schools to the devastation in the North Carolina hills. You know, kids in rural areas know a lot more about life and life skills because they're closer to nature.
Yeah.
Nature is amazing what it teaches you. But, you know, we're talking about engaging kids. So, and I'm going to close, Jennifer. When y'all pick a Monday or a Tuesday, you just mark it on, be sure to convey it to me. And I'm going to put it on the calendar, and we'll be
there. I'm super excited about that. You know, Bradley Middle School is special to me to be able to go out and when I was in the sixth grade going into middle school, that was the first year that school opened up.
Oh, really? Awesome. Yeah.
So
I know you were raised out in that part of the country.
So it's special for me to go. I definitely want to go. I love committing to the kids. Put Tools in Schools is big to me. You know, I was talking with Todd Compton. You know, Compton's Automotive.
Oh, he's gonna be there Monday night.
Yeah. So I was talking with Todd the other night. Todd's been great support throughout this whole movement with me and everything, and helped me out a bunch. And the thing is all of us as an industry, if we come together and just like you said, take a time, sign up, show up, engage the kids.
Right.
Work is done. Those kids will never forget you because they didn't all grow up like we did. You know, already know that there's a shortage, there's a gap, and there's a disconnect with kids and putting their hands on tools. You know, I had it early growing up, you know, being around tradesmen, craftsmen, you know, good grandfathers and a father that was always committed to showing us and teaching us. Everybody ain't got it like that. So I put in my time and work with Put Tools in Schools because I see it in their eyes when they're like, oh wow, I can do that, you know. Yeah, so I'm, you know, a self-made contractor. Nobody gave me this org, and what I've done growing up is evolved myself into who I am, and I think every boy and every girl has an opportunity to do that.
Sure do.
And I just love giving the outlet.
We're all creators. Our kids are geniuses when they're born. They really are. I don't care what background they come from. They come out a human being, a genius. I don't care if it's male or female, you know, and they need to understand that they're capable of everything and have self-confidence. And one of the things I see missing is self-confidence.
Believing in yourself.
Believing in yourself, and a lot of these kids don't. And working with your mind and your hands the way we're supposed to.
Yep.
Helping humanity the way we're supposed to, just like what's exemplified in the hills of North Carolina since the disaster. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people aren't aware of that concept of life, of giving.
We've got too far. You know, people's lost their walk with God and their fear of God, and there is no principle no more. So, you know, it's we're all built to serve. That's what we're here for.
We are. You're exactly right. And you know, if you give. You get, don't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
You shall receive.
But there's too many people out here in the world now that just think about themselves, and that's it.
It's not about me. You know, I'm not helping the people up there and making posts on the internet because I want people to understand that I'm doing it. I want them to understand what the magnitude of the devastation is.
I want other people to help.
You know, it's not about, hey, look at Jeremy. Jeremy does all kinds of cool stuff.
We don't have the time to be going up there either, but we're doing it because we feel led to.
This really brings out a major point. What's the most valuable commodity we all have?
Time.
It's time. And, you know, and I've said this for years because, Jeremy, you overextend yourself, which is a great thing in the fact that, you know, you want to help. You want to do everything you can to help.
Yeah.
And I truly understand that. But you know what? We're all too busy.
You told me a year ago that I was going to be burned out. You're going to burn out if you don't slow down.
Well, you will burn out. You have, from time to time.
Yeah.
Mentally, doesn't he?
I didn't believe it. Yeah. You know, I do it. Yeah. I have it every week is a struggle.
Yesterday I came home emotionally. Now, this might sound crazy, but I get emotionally drained. Mm-hmm. With my involvement with people because of the energies I feel from people.
Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday afternoon I came home, well, after Jaquan left around 3:45, and I came back and I just laid down, slept for 3 hours. And then you wake up and said, man. I said, man, yeah, that felt good. You know, it was like after Friday afternoon I was just – emotionally and mentally, I was kind of zapped. I really was. And I just said, I need to.
Because you pour out in so many different outlets so many ways. And when you're working with people and connect with people, like people, I tell people all the time, I say, when I work on the road, they're like, how do you do these shows where you got hundreds of people coming to your table and you're going through product knowledge, you know? when I cover Illuminis, we're a full-service spectrum lighting company, and I have to train, you know, people how to use this product and give them technical support and sell the product.
Right.
So I get, like, physically drained, and then I'll be working on my own projects, you know, and dealing with a customer that's right. needy and having to provide customer service. And then I got things at home, and then I'm committing and volunteering and doing things. And I look at it, I'm like, man, I just channeled six outlets of a flowing river of energy out both ways, and now I'm sitting here in this chair trying to catch my thoughts and collect
myself.
But you got to rest.
All right, let me do a few announcements here. Then I'll talk about the NARI meeting. Don't let me forget about talking about what we did, talking about being drained by week, the NARI meeting. Okay, but what I want to say, I want to do a little announcement here with the PHCC, the Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and the Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Association of North Carolina, PHCC. The website's phccnc.com. But the weekend of November 10th being a Sunday, they've got an education learning summit. It's got plumbing certifications, extended education through different certification classes. If you need credits to maintain your status in the trade, then you may want to look up Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. You may want to look that summit up. It's November 10th. You can go online, the PHCC, and they will have all the information there. But education is very important, especially when technology changes so much, so quickly. And Lord of mercy, you know, I was working with Jaquan this week, telling him, showing him how to. Now, this pretty simple, but I want you to ask yourself, as I tell you this, all you guys and gals out there, how many of you know how to twist wire and put a wire nut on the wire?
I mean, I do.
You do, because you've done it. But there was a day you did it for the first time.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I met my husband, I didn't know how to do anything.
Right. Okay, see, by exposure and environmental.
I didn't have a dad around teaching me how to do
right.
things either.
But yesterday I taught Jaquan how to twist wire. Now, I know that's pretty simple, but he sat out there and twisted wire for over an hour because he practiced, and he'd bring it to me and say, what's this look like? What's this? And at the end of the day, he took the piece of wire with him home. I said, oh, you're taking your trophy home? He said, yeah. You know, and I told him a different. And these little things.
It's the simple things.
Yeah. Little things that kids don't know. And here's the deal. He sat out there and used the screw gun and put screws in lumber for over probably about another hour because he didn't know just the feel of an impact driver. And you know what I'm talking about. Keeping it in the socket and learning how to do it without spinning the driver and all that stuff. The only way you learn
is
by doing it. Now, in school, they don't do anything.
Like you said, it is. I ask my boys every time I get in the car, I pick them up from school. I say, what do you learn today? And I asked my youngest son the other day. He comes in there piling in there with his music instruments, his book bag, his lunch box.
But he's got a music instrument. Like, that's great.
I'm like, hey, man.
Most fun he has all day.
You got enough stuff.
Yeah, he plays band this year.
You got enough stuff, don't you, to carry to school? Yeah, this wears me out, Dad. I said, well, what'd you learn today? Oh, nothing. I said, what'd you do? He said, well, I read some stuff. I wrote some stuff. I eat some lunch, and I played my instrument. And then here in his truck coming home with you. And I just kind of cracked up about it. I'm like, so that's all we send you to school. So you can read, write, add, subtract. I said, you already learned all that. You might as well come to work with me. I said,
you can learn more.
He'll learn more. Yeah.
He really will.
Hey, I met a guy out in on the Pacific Northwest coast. He homeschools his son. He takes him to school. I call him the Pacific Northwest Tile Kid.
It ain't Lucas, is it?
No, it's a good buddy of ours, okay. Jay McCafferty out there. His son's name's Waylon. He's an all-star wrestling kid. He's into playing football, but he's into setting tile. And his daddy takes him to work, and they do half the day in homeschooling and half the day setting
that's
tile.
Awesome.
And that's a crafty little dude right there. Yes,
what's amazing, and this is the whole.
I think they're wasting our kids' time.
They're indoctrinating them.
Yeah.
They're indoctrinating them and training them to play in the box.
Yeah.
See, we don't play in the box, Jeremy.
No.
See, and that's why we're not respected and liked in our industry, because we don't play in the box. you have to play in the box to conform with status quo.
The world's all black and white.
That's why you marry a woman who stays inside the box.
Possibly.
I stay in the shades of gray. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
well, no.
The box ain't good to be inside of.
It's like people say, well, did you ask permission?
No.
Oh, Lord, no.
Why?
Why would I do that? I never ask questions I don't want to hear the answer to.
Uh-uh.
You know, I mean, you know, think about it.
Just do it.
But what if? Oh, there's something I don't mess with. I don't mess with them what ifs.
If things go bad, we'll deal with it later.
All right. That's a fact.
We're going to move forward, though, right now.
We're going to deal with it.
Yeah.
We're going to deal with it, as we always do.
Yeah.
No, the biggest thing in life to me is doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I don't look out to be right. I really don't. It's not about being right. It's about doing the right thing.
That's the thing. We live in a free country. We have rights.
You're not going to take it away from me.
I don't need to ask you to do this or be politically correct or be okay. If it hurts your feelings, you're going to deal with it, and we'll talk about it later.
But I still love you.
Yeah, I love you. I mean it. I did what I did.
I love you.
You know what I mean?
I swear I do. I'm sorry we don't agree with that, but we, you know, hey, love's behind, but we're going to keep on.
Yeah, I don't want to hear what died down on the farm, and I ain't sitting on the porch.
No, we ain't messing with
it. I got to go.
Right. Well, I got to take a break, and then I'll come back and tell you about what we did at Neri. And it basically, it was around put tools in schools, and I want to bring up what we're doing. Look, my mission now is to create a workforce of kids, students, that are happy, purpose-filled, and driven, okay, and critical thinkers. Now, how do we achieve that? Not for me. It has nothing to do with me. It's about their happiness and our future as a country.
Yep.
Because they don't know what they don't know. And I'm going to tell you another little...
That's your contribution, though. That's what you want to leave. That's the legacy that Ray Terry will leave.
Well,
when you go one day,
I think we all are going to be a part of it, just like you are. We all are.
It's vital that somebody set it up now.
Somebody,
the infrastructure.
We've got to, you know.
You're doing it.
Well, I'm trying.
We're doing it.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
It's a we thing. All right, I got to take a break. 704-227-8986. Come back. More about your house and stuff.
Seems like a deer.
Someone's gonna get hurt before you're through. Someone's gonna pay for the things you do. How many hearts must break? How many is it gonna take to satisfy you? Just to satisfy you. Another love, another fool to play you. Another love, another fool, they're all the same.
All right, welcome back. Speaking of industry, NARI of Greater Charlotte and IDS, Interior Design Society of this area, had a meeting Thursday night. And it was our idea to, well, actually Sam Matero, Skyon Media, idea to let's go do a mini broadcast.
I thought it was a great idea. I love everything you and Sam are doing.
but it just kind of was to promote our concept of Digital Edge TV. Digital Edge TV is another tool around put tools in schools that we can utilize to get in education systems and make it available to teachers in education systems such as homeschool networks, and it would be available anywhere on the planet via internet. Let me explain. we do a show. We do it. We can do it live, actually, online, but that really has no significance other than you can see it originally, but that's not a big deal. The content of the show is the big deal, and it's going to be around each and every trade in blue-collar America, okay, like automotive, being a mechanic, masonry, brick masons, carpentry, electrical, heating and air, concrete work for that matter, drywall for that matter, painting.
The trades,
construction trades. Remember, I told you 34 kids the other night, 34 kids last week, excuse me, 34 kids last week that I personally talked to, met, middle school kids, did not know, not one child, what the construction trades were. Okay, well, if a teacher could go find a show that explained what some of the trades or all of the trades were to kids, the benefits, the pros, the cons, and curriculum tied to it,
they would never forget it.
They would have a great resource in showing those kids in their classroom.
And help the kids we can't touch, that we can't get to.
Exactly. Yep. And we can make that available. How? Marketing. Marketing.
Gotta have it.
Marketing. They've been marketing college now since the mid-70s in a very big way because the money powers, the money king said that's what we're going to do, and that's what they did, and they're still pushing it. One of the reasons it's hard to get into schools because they have literally indoctrinated our whole culture into believing, because when I asked those same 34 kids who all was going to college, guess how many hands I saw go up?
Every one of them.
Almost all of them. Which is a total lie. Ain't gonna happen. You know, not with the demographics of the kids that I'm dealing with here. And that, you know, but I'm not here to kick them out of college. I'm here to just give them other pathways of happiness and success, okay? They don't even know what the construction trades are. So how can we teach them? Digital Edge TV. But we've got to market it now.
Got to get it up and going.
Tools in schools needs money to make all this stuff work.
Exactly.
I never needed money the first 4 years because I made it easy. But now it's gotten complicated. We need support. I know money's short today on every situation and on every front. But we got a problem. And, you know, it takes money to work. Although it's not going to stop me.
That's right.
I'm going to keep it going. I don't care where, how, whatever. We're going to find a way to make it happen because these kids need it. They need it for their sanity. They need it for their well-being. They need it for their future, you know, and they really, really
do. It's vital.
It's absolutely essential.
For the next 100 years of what we're depending on in our labor force, we have really not a pot to piss in when it comes to, if you're looking at it and down the long road. And let's be real. You know, if it don't get better soon, we're all doomed. We all get old right now, and ain't nobody to fix our stuff. We're up a creek, you know. So I'm an advocate of it. Anything we could do, each one, if we go to 100 kids and we get to five of them that come
out
the other side.
Last week.
In the trades.
I was so happy because it made it all, I got payback. A kid called me from Queens Grant High School.
Yeah, and said, love him, that group over there.
Yeah, he called me and says, Mr. Ray, I was told to call you. I want to be an electrician. I said, we're going to hook you up.
Come on, send you right there.
I says, we're going to hook you up right here.
Call
right
Jeremy.
Now.
Get him over there.
I said, we'll start here. And yeah. I sent him a contact, and he said, yeah, I'm excited. I said, here's your first ticket, and you go. And if you need more, call me. Because there's a lot more.
You
want to
be a plumber next month?
Yeah.
I'll send you somewhere else if that electrical don't work out for you.
You know, the thing is now you get a kid. You know, these kids are afraid. Fear is so abundant.
Because they ain't taught to believe in themselves.
Right, I know. It's
and so, see, like, that, you know, I'm a poster child for it. I'm a trade skipper. So I evolved out. I grew up with a heating and air man. And was raised by a heating and air man and a painter. So I ventured out, and I've been an electrician, I've been a plumber, I've been a heating and air man.
It's like, what do you do, Jeremy? And you look at people and say, well, what do you want me to do? Yeah, right? What do you want me to do?
Yeah, everything you know,
I've done it the same thing. But, you know, Neri the other night.
Yeah.
it was Sam's idea. We'll go do we'll do TV. We'll set up live right there, and we'll record and we'll interview people in the industry and hear their stories.
I seen it. I was jealous. I wasn't there.
Oh, you saw that?
I seen it. I was jealous. Okay, I was there. Cool. I felt some type of way. I felt left out.
Well, I interviewed.
I wanted to be there.
And it was women's night kind of thing. It wasn't. But the outcome turned that way because I interviewed more women.
Yeah.
And here, and it was neat because all these ladies were support to the trades.
Yeah.
Via plumbing distributor, being a solid surface.
There's a bunch of them in the coverings industry, all them fabricator ladies and designers.
Oh, God,
and
it's
all
amazing.
That crowd here in Charlotte, I love them ladies.
So I did live interviews now, and I'll be – not
to cuss you off, but I wanted to give a testimony to Neri. I met a lady probably 6 months ago at a Neri meeting at Best Tile. She reached out to me the week before last week, and Ultimate Kitchen Cabinet Designs, Miss Pam Jones, reached out to me. She gave me my first backlighting project. We're going to be going to Lenore here about 2 or 3 weeks
sure.
and doing a full kitchen backlighting project. But I met them folks, and that was outletted through Neri and me showing up to represent Illuminiche and my products there, and made that network work for the network. And it's building contacts. And
how'd you meet me?
Through Neri.
Neri.
That's what I'm saying. It's all good. I love Neri.
Well, Neri, well, it's not so much I love Neri.
Yeah, you do.
I love what Neri stands for.
Yes.
You know, it's professionalism. It's education.
Good
fellowship.
People.
And fellowship.
It's the good people.
Networking.
Yep.
And the network of home remodeling, home improvement contractors.
Being around like-minded people.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is something
it's a fountain, man.
It's something I recommend. Well, we went the other night and spent. Now, here's the kicker. This is why I took a 3-hour nap yesterday. Well, I was tired.
Ray was wore out.
Well, I got up. I mean, at 1 o'clock, I buzzed over to Sam's house. We loaded my van, because I emptied my van of all my tools. So I loaded my van. He loaded his V-dub wagon. I loaded the van. We were full. Went down there and unloaded all that mess. Set that. We were there right after about 2:30, and the meeting didn't start to 5. So we set all this equipment up, and you know, got it ready and ready to go. We were sharp. We were ready to go at 5 o'clock, and then we did the 3-hour stint. You know, during the meeting, about 100 to 130 people showed up. And we interviewed a lot of people. And, you know, but at the end, at 8 o'clock, we wasn't finished. We
had to all that stuff.
We weren't finished with interviewing because other people were dragging, you know, at the end. You know how it is at the end of a networking meeting. Everybody hangs out and what have you, some people anyway. And then it was Halloween decorations and costumes and all, so it was very festive. Well, Joni and Kyle were the last interviewees, and we were there till 8:30, 8:45, just talking to people. Then it was pack up time. Then we had to take all this stuff down, you know. But fortunately, I was at Sam's house at 10:05. I beat him by 10 minutes getting back, and I had the thing unloaded by 10:15, and I was at home by 10:30. So,
but you didn't stay and hang out afterwards. You was ready to go.
No, I was tired, you know. But it was a long day. But that took a lot of mental work, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it was a great
evening. Them shows ain't no joke when you show up.
It was a great evening, and it was a lot of fun. And Kale Hallman was supposed to be there, but he got run. He thought he had flu. Well, didn't think he had flu-like symptoms and didn't want to get in front of people, coughing and what have you. He couldn't have a phone conversation without coughing. So I said, "Well, that's a pretty good indicator right there, because I want you for your mouth and your angelic personality."
Yep.
See, I'm trying to take a back seat, honestly, to the frontage. I would rather have, and this is one of the goals I have too. If I can give, it's like one gal that I interviewed. She said, "Oh, I don't want to be on camera." I said, "Why?" She said, "Cause I'm too southern, or I'm this, and I don't have a good voice." How many times have I heard that in 34 years of radio? You know, people say, I can't do that. I sure you can. You're talking to me.
Yeah.
I hear it. You can talk.
Yeah.
Do you love what you do? Oh, God, I love doing this. And so there you go. See, and, you know, here's another factor of self-confidence. I've heard that hundreds of times. I'm not this. I'm not that. Sure you are. Come on, let's do this. You know, the first time you came on the radio, you were a little apprehensive, weren't you? You know, same thing. But once you talk about your passion, I don't care who you are or how old you are, if you just open up about what you love to do, it just flows.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's the key. That's the key to life, actually. Find what we love to do. And then, but we need to give that to our kids.
Yeah.
And not tell them what to do.
No. Let them find something they're passionate about.
But we have to show them.
Yeah.
We have to give them an. The only time we learn, and I'll say this 1,000 times, because it's very important that we get back to it. The only time we learn as human beings is when we apply.
Absolutely.
Application teaches you everything. And I was in a class the other night, and they were talking about failing to these kids. And they were talking about you don't want to fail. And I changed it. I said, hey, I got to add something here. No, you fail. Every day you fail at something, so you learn. Because you're not going to learn anything until you fail.
Yeah.
That's when you really learn.
Because if you're not failing, you're not doing.
If you get you hit, that's it right there.
Yeah.
If you ain't doing, you ain't going to fail, and you will not
learn. Because
nobody
does nothing perfect the first time.
No, and you're going to screw up just like Jaquan the other day. Won't twist those wires. Yeah. He screwed up the first 5 times he did it in some way. But that's okay at the end of the day. I said, bingo, look at him, you know, and he learned, you know. But the only way you learn is through application. How'd you learn to do tower work?
Learn.
Microphone.
Got to learn by failing.
By doing it.
Yeah, that's by doing.
Yep.
Yeah, trial and error. I'm self-taught with everything, you know.
We
and
all
even
are.
If somebody else did teach me something, I didn't listen to them.
Well, you did listen.
You know what I mean?
You watched, but your whole brain was...
I've done
it's
it
like
opposite.
I tell everybody, watch me.
Yeah.
When you're with me physically doing a job, if you just watch me and question me every time you have a question.
Yep.
And there's no stupid question. The only stupid question is the one you're not asking me.
That's right.
Because if your little brain's thinking and you want to know an answer, by gosh, ask me.
Yeah.
Because that's how you're going to learn.
And never too late to start.
And all you have to do is, like, if I watched you, and I have watched Jennifer, you're busy the whole time.
I watch her all the time. I love watching her. That's why I take her to work.
Is that your hobby?
It's my hobby.
Oh, cool.
It is. I love her. That's my tile chick.
Good hobby.
Everybody thinks, Jeremy gets excited when they got some tile to set. It's because I get to work with my wife, my best friend. We do what we do, and I get to watch her the whole time. You know what I mean? I love doing it.
Well, how is tile work these days?
Tile work is good. We've got several little things going on. We've got a big decking project, you know, one of the Cosentino stone projects going on right now. So
yeah, I talked to Joni about
it. Yeah, we're installing. We're installing one of those showers right now.
A decking?
Yep, a decking shower. So it's
that's full sheet stuff.
Yes, sir. Panel work. You know, we're getting involved in more of it. And like I said before, I was talking about it, I got some backlighting. Countertop work going on. I am the premier LED guru in town right now. So you know, with Illuminiche is evolving. We are on a fast track to somewhere that we don't even know where we're going.
Well, lighting is
it's a several billion-dollar industry every year, and we're just breaking into it with LED. We've just now acquiring RGBs. We've got different color temperatures.
What's RGBs?
Red, green, and blue, and RGBW
red,
is
R for red, green, G for green. Oh,
so that's
going to
be
colored light.
So it just expands us into a
RGBs
color LED.
Are multicolored LEDs.
Yeah,
but now we're growing. You know, tile industry's good. I've been traveling around. I've been Bathmatic's good. Everything's climbing and scaling just like we predicted years ago. It's slow economy for custom market, but we're embracing it.
Right now, I figured it out. Like, why right now? Why? Why is everything the way it is? Why is it you can't get an answer from anybody? Why is it they're dragging their feet. It's called November 5th.
Yep.
There's your reason.
Well, I'm just trying to keep my mind off all that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I am too, buddy. I switched gears and turned it off.
Man, I don't even want to hear nothing else about it.
Well, it's like Jeremy asks me all the time, why do we not watch normal TV? And I'm like, because I'm tired of seeing political commercials.
I can't.
Like, I'll watch Netflix all day long because I don't have to see a political commercial.
Yeah, I can't.
Well, my mind's evolving. My mind's in other places. I ain't got no time.
No.
YouTube.
Caleb asked me the other day, our youngest son, he's like, Mom, how do I turn these political ads off? I'm like, but I wish you could. Like,
I mean, it's so important. Like, another thing what we need to teach our kids is vital to what we feed our minds. Whatever you feel your spirit with and whatever you feed your spirit, that is the things that you bring. Whatever you manifest in your life is what is going to come. There's power in your words. There's power in your eyes. There's power in your ears. I would assume not pollute myself.
The most important thing we do every day is communicate.
Yeah.
Not only is communication's not what you say outwardly, it's what you absorb as well.
Exactly.
It's your environmental stresses, okay, through communication. And Bodie, the psychotherapist, was on the show 4 weeks ago, and she nailed it. She really didn't she, Rishton?
Yeah, it's been 4 weeks.
It's been 4 weeks already. Maybe three. I can't count, man.
Rishton said he's still thinking about it like it was yesterday.
But she hit the nail on the head that day. She, you know, whatever we bring into our world is our world. You know, if we dwell on it, it's with us, and we're letting it take control of us.
Yeah.
So we need to get rid of it in order to. Now, then they say, but what if? Well, that's your what if. You create it. We all are in control of our psyches. And Lord of mercy, if you're watching that brainchild or propaganda machine called TV, and that's totally what it's become, unfortunately. And it's been, as I said before, and I'm not trying to be anything other than just smart and wise. It's a propaganda machine. It's been weaponized. And it's working because people are crazy as hell.
I tell people, you know, all the time, like, if you believe in all that,
you're hating each other.
Yeah.
You're divided.
It makes me think less of folks when they get so wrapped up in it.
Oh, my God.
Because
that's what it's done. It's created a divide in the American people.
It insults their intelligence. You know what I mean? And they don't even know they're doing it. They're all...
They're held captive.
I hope you vote this way, and I hope that this happens, and on this day we're going to know our fate and all this stuff. I don't want to hear none of that. I'm like, I think less of you because you believe in all that. Like, did you get something from the tooth fairy if I knock your teeth out? Or do you get something coming down that chimney at Christmas time really for yourself? If you believe in that man, you believe in this media, this monster, you're on a roll to destruction. I could only imagine living inside your simple mind is what I'm looking at him. I'm praying for him at the same time. And I'm trying to be a kind guy, you know what I mean, and not be a prick and not be arrogant, you know what I mean? But what I look at when I see that is disgusted. And then, like, everything I see people going on vacation or going to the beach. And right now, my mind's in survival mode because I've been up here in this war zone in the mountains. And I'm like, people starving to death, people freezing to death, and this fool's down doing this, or this is going on, or that. Or look at these people. They don't even care, you know, and they're talking about football. They're talking about elections. It's mind-blowing where we devote our energy as people, as human beings. We need to all do better. We should all be ashamed of ourselves. And I'm trying to be more and more selfless every day. I'm a minimalist. And I look around and evaluate my life like a year ago, and I realize I've got way too much clutter. I've got way too much junk, way too much.
Look at you grow up.
You know, and I'm like, I've got to get rid of this.
We ain't cleaned
I've
got to
cut
yet,
this. I've got vehicles, a bunch of old vehicles and stuff that I ain't doing nothing with. I'm like, Jeremy, you got to get your life in order. You know, I'm hitting at the brink of 40 years old, and I'm trying to decide where I need to be in life by 40.
You know what?
And
40's a good age. That's where it really hits you.
Yeah,
it's when it really hits you.
You couldn't pay me to be young, though, again.
You're pushing it.
Ray, my road was so rough and hard. My road was so rough and hard, you couldn't pay me to go back to my 20s again. because I had to fight so hard to get to where I'm at now. I ain't always been here.
I know that.
And that's the thing. What was so rewarding.
And you ain't there yet.
Yeah.
You're not there totally
yet.
No,
I'm not where I want to be.
That's right. No. But you're getting there.
Got more to do.
See, you're just turned 40. You just, frankly, and I would give you another 6 months, maybe a year, before your head's all the way out.
Yeah.
Because you're learning at an accelerated rate.
Yeah.
You know, but in a very good way, very productive way.
But I just hope
that's not critical. That's just reality.
I hope
right?
and wish everybody else gets the opportunity to learn and sharpen herself the way that I have. And that's what
but
I pray for in the world.
That's what we're going to teach them.
That's it.
But you're going to mess up.
That's why I'm in it.
I mess up a lot. But don't want to. But that's how I learn. But I look at you and say, did I mess up? Did I mess up? How? Well, you should have done this.
We've been doing it, Ray. We ain't
the only thing I love criticism, and I truly love criticism. You trying to push me out? Good job. So I'm going to leave. Okay, no, it's break time. So you're listening to About Your House, Jeremy Barker and wife Jeremy. Jeremy's in the house talking. Well, we're just talking. We're not talking about anything in particular, just everything in general. Just depends on how you want to look at it. All right, give us a call, 704-227-8986. We'll be back. And Angie Humanick is going to call in at 10 o'clock from McCoy's Smokehouse and Saloon. Tell us about, I don't know what she's going to talk about. Just wait and see at 10 o'clock. We'll be back with more About Your House.
That's just the way it is. But don't you believe them? In the misty morning fog with our hearts are thumping.
All right, welcome back to About Your House. Got Jeremy Barker and his wife Jennifer in house today talking. Well, he spent a lot of time in the mountains of North Carolina on the recovery mission. And great, great stuff and what have you. And he's just we've been talking about that as well as what he does. Jeremy's very active with the NTSA. What's the
NTCA?
NTC.
All the organizations in Tile.
National Tile Contractors Association, NTCA.
Right. Is there a chapter here in Charlotte?
Yeah.
Who heads it up?
It's a national thing.
Yeah, it's like a national thing.
But they don't
have
a chapter. They've got like sub-chapters. Y'all have monthly meetings or anything?
No.
No.
Okay, well then, okay, so it's not, there's no active chapter
here
in Charlotte. Okay.
Yeah.
I wish there was.
Me too.
You know, and that's another
thing. Coming soon, might happen in the future.
Well, you know, going back to the Neri thing, we got a caller.
Sam Otero.
Mr. Otero? Mm-hmm. Okay, let me talk to Sam. We'll go into phones and we'll go back to there.
All right.
Good morning, Sam.
Well, hello, sir. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I am slowly recovering from our marathon the other day. Boy, that was something. I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate you guys talking about it. And I appreciate that young man and his wife for what they were doing for humanity. Jeremy, thank you.
Thank you,
for what
Sam.
You've done here going. I've been following your journeys on your Facebook posts. And God bless you for what you guys did to help people.
I'm happy to serve, Sam. This is what I was here to do, so... Thank you, man, for realizing that means a lot. And I was watching along as you and Ray was out there the other day, and when I seen the videos, it kind of made me jealous. I wish I would have been there with y'all. I was a day late and short on notice, and next time I will definitely be there. But I appreciate everything.
Well, we didn't do any advertising or anything. Like Ray said, it was just a last minute thing, and
seeing y'all do it.
It was, but you know what? You know what though?
Everything.
We proved that the concept is going to work. We proved the technology works. We proved that people are excited about it. Now we just need to keep doing it. We need to take this out into the streets and into the trade shows and into the schools and anywhere we can set up where there will be people. We need to bring industry together, connect them with young people, and connect them with the community, and use this technology for the greater good. So I'm excited about it.
Amen.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. We couldn't do it without the brainchild behind the technology, and that's Sam.
I love everything you're doing, Sam. From the website all the way to the digital media, you know, it's phenomenal. I can't wait to get more in-depth in it myself. I've just been limited on time, you know, that precious thing that everybody's so sacred of.
I got a question for you, Sam.
Yes.
How did Paul take to all that the other night?
He was a bit overwhelmed.
I could tell. It blew him away.
Yeah. I don't think he recognized fully this. And frankly, I don't think a lot of people do. I don't think they recognize the full scope of what it is that I do with all this stuff, right? Yeah. And once you see it and once you get immersed in it and once you see the complexity of the setup, it can be a bit overwhelming. But he's definitely not a media guy, as he put it. Like the cameras and all that stuff he kind of shies away from. But there's no doubt. I mean, the dude worked hard.
Well,
and he was a huge help. And so were you, man. You jumped right in and, you know. I mean, it was great, except for the $2,000 switch that you broke. I didn't mean I forgot to tell you about that, but you know. That was a joke, right?
Oh, yeah, I get it, because I don't know what switch I had in my hand.
I don't know what I broke, right?
I said, man, I handled so much that day. I don't know what the heck I could have broke. I could have broke a lot of things, actually, because I moved about everything on the floor. So
tearing up stuff. You ain't having fun.
Know, but that exemplifies teamwork and, you know, a mission. You know, and that's another concept we need to teach to kids, because you get them in a group, they don't know what to do. You know, and it's called leadership. Leadership roles. I don't have to be told what to do because I was taught what to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Know? It was really cool. You are correct. What we did that night was exemplifying what it is that we want to teach young people, right?
Exactly.
You didn't know the first thing about the technology that I was deploying, but you weren't afraid to disassemble something. You weren't afraid to ask questions, and you did, and you succeeded in helping pack up and helping set up stuff that you didn't understand at all, right? And it worked. We were a team, and the three of us did in 2 hours what normally would have taken me by myself 4 hours to do, right? And that's the importance of our partnership and what we're bringing to the table with my mission with Scion Media, our not-for-profit. I want young people to do that. I want to have a young person doing what you did, Ray, or for that matter, an adult that wants to get into the media trade and learn to think on their feet, learn to ask questions, and possibly open up the world to a really cool, well-paying, high-tech career.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And in digital TV, technology, media is a trade. In today's world.
Well, 1,000% is how I pay my bills, right.
And that is a trade, just like gaming can bring you cash stream, you know, nowadays.
Absolutely.
With technology being what it is in entertainment. So we need to look at these avenues for kids, because some of them do. Actually, I've heard it. What do you want to be when you grow up, get out of school? I'm going to be a gamer. What? Well, folks, honestly, as crazy as it sounds, there are professional gamers out there.
Oh, yeah.
Making big bucks.
Oh, big money.
And digital edge. Sam, I'm going to say this. I met Sam, I don't know how long it's been, maybe a year ago, maybe longer, I don't know, but it's been short-lived in relatively speaking. And there's so much. Sam, you're amazing with the talent you have.
Thank you.
I put a disappearing stairway in Sam's house last Saturday afternoon. You know, and while I did it, he practiced. He's a musical buff too. I mean, he knows music, plays guitar, sings at church.
He's Sam Guitaro.
Got a band. Yeah, Sam Guitaro. There you go. Sam, that's the Sam Guitaro. Now, we're speaking to Sam Otero now. But yeah. Sam Guitaro's the guy. But anyway, beautiful voice, knows music, knows technology, knows website, knows internet, but neither he nor I can take what we have and sell it. Now, this is a plug. We need a marketeer to take the concepts. We're the foundation of what we're building around children in workforce development and help us market it and get it out there. That's what
we
need.
You know, Ray, I got to tell you.
Tell me.
I want to correct you on that.
Well, please
we
do.
We can sell it. You're a heck of a salesperson. So am I, because we believe in the concept. We've developed all of the peripheral materials. It's not that we can't sell it. It's that, number one, we're only one in two people.
Time is
precious, as we know. But the other issue is just getting people to actually stop and look and listen to what it is that we're doing.
Right.
I can't tell you how many times in the past 2.5 years since I've developed this thing that I put out the proposals, put it out there, and I get rejections before people even watch the little 7-minute video. I can tell they didn't even look at it before they said no. Or
short attention spans.
And I'm astonished by that.
Yeah.
I'm astonished by that. And they're, yeah, well, I don't have time. I don't have time. It's 7-minute video. Take a look at it. If you don't get it after you took a look at it and you don't want to be a part of it, okay. But I don't understand that mentality.
Well,
and it's frustrating.
But we'll get there.
Lazy.
I agree.
We'll get there. And I appreciate everything you did and what we're doing together. And not only together, but Sam can do this for any major corporation, presentations, events, or whatever. If you want anything in media part of it, well, Sam's your guy.
Oh, I appreciate that. Actually, all this not-for-profit stuff, obviously, we've got
the greater good of humanity.
But it's not. But that's what I do for a living. I do all this stuff for, like, corporate events. Like, I've done Wells Fargo at the Knight Theater. I've done stuff at the Mint. I've done stuff at the Revelry. So that's what I do for a living. And can I tell people my website if they want to come in and support us?
Oh, no, you can't. No, absolutely. Please do.
Oh, it's ateromedia.com.
There you go.
ateromedia.com.
And anybody listening out there that wants to donate to the cause too, with puttoolsinschools.org, all you have to do is go to puttoolsinschools.org. At least go there, see what we're about, and see how you can help. Because it takes a village. It takes a village.
And, yes, and I'll tell you what, Ray, the other day, that was exhausting, and it was long, and it was, I get all that. But I got to tell you, as I was recovering yesterday, there was such a sense of fulfillment. I mean, we really did something cool, man, and it was fun. It was that was a great event, and I don't know. I wish we could have went live with it. We didn't have the solid internet there, but
we'll get
the video turned out great, and we'll spin it around and get it up on the site here in a bit.
All right, Sam, got 30 seconds here before top of the hour, so I got to get out of here.
Awesome, dude. Hey, Jeremy, God bless y'all.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Sam. You
Thank
have
you,
a
Sam.
Wonderful weekend.
Appreciate you, bro.
That's the plan.
And we got to talk about your handrail, too. You stained yet?
Yeah. Next week, let's get together.
Okay. Talk to you. Bye.
Bye.
And we're going to take a top of the hour break here. Hour number three, Angie's call in, hopefully, from McCoy's Smokehouse and Saloon. They're up to something on raising and supporting. So we'll hear from her and much more next hour on About Your House.
Grab another cup of coffee and join us for hour three. We've got Jeremy and Jennifer Barker of Bathmatic Custom Tile and Shower and Angie Humanick of McCoy's Smokehouse and Saloon will be calling in. to talk about some stuff they've got going on. About Your House is brought to you in part by PutToolsInSchools.org, connecting students to tools of the trades and raising awareness of the many career pathways. Also brought to you in part by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed general contractor in North and South Carolina. From the hills to the coast, if you have a problem, they have a solution. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some time with us. And now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
The older I get, the more I think. You only get a minute, better live while you're in it, 'cause it's gone in a blink. And the older I get, the truer it is. It's the people you love, not the money and the stuff, makes you rich. And if they found a fountain of youth, I wouldn't drink a drop, and that's the truth. Funny how it feels, I'm just getting to my best years yet. The older I get, the fewer friends I have. But you don't need a lot when the ones that you've got have always got your back. And the older I get, the better I am. And knowing when to give and when to just not give a damn. And if they found a fountain of you, I wouldn't drink a drop, and that's the truth.
All right, welcome back. Let's go to the phones, talk to Angie. Good morning, my dear. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How are you today?
I'm great. Hope you are.
I am. Thank you.
Talk to me, girl. What y'all doing?
We're over here just smoking up some meats, getting ready for the pregame concerts. You know, the concert tonight and the games. You know, right. we're Flavor Meats Fun.
McCoy's Smokehouse and Saloon. Angie is a shift manager at McCoy's. And y'all have got some things up your sleeve on raising some bucks and supporting the community, do you not?
We do. We've been doing a lot of things. You know, we've been fostering that restaurant for the Western North Carolina to help, you know, her and her employees with everything that happened down there in Asheville. So we're doing that until the end of the month.
What place? Bring that up. Talk a little bit about that.
So Rosabee's was a restaurant in Asheville that got destroyed by the hurricane. And she's done so much for her community down there. And so we wanted to kind of help. We wanted to help someone in the service industry, you know. There was so much help going out to the other things, and we just didn't have the ability to store items to take down there. So we thought, well, let's just kind of help the service industry and foster a restaurant. And so that's what we've done. And we were selling swag bags, which we sold out of. They were very popular. So now we're continuing to take cash donations for the efforts. And we'll be giving that to her at the end of the month to support her for that. But
gotcha.
On another note, we've got some other things in the works with our veterans, you know, with Veterans Day coming up, and the owners, Jim and Register, they really care about our veterans. So we do this silent auction every year for Purple Heart Homes, and their mission is to provide safe and barrier-free housing for the service-connected, disabled, and aging veterans.
Yes.
So I have an idea. Let's auction off Ray Terry.
Cool.
I don't know. Would you be willing to maybe offer the opportunity for someone to be a guest on your show?
Oh, sure I would.
Somebody yeah. wants to buy time with Ray Terry.
Yeah, how fun would that be?
Yes, indeed. It's a sought-after item. Let's get them selling. 30-minute segments.
I told you I'd do whatever I needed to do to help. So we can get. What's your idea?
So basically, what we're hosting is the silent auction that's going to be held on Sunday, November 10th from 1 to 5. And people will come by, and they're going to, you know, it's just a silent auction, so they're going to bid on different items.
Okay,
all day.
Okay, I got it.
And so one of the items will be, you know, a spot on Ray Terry's show about your
now,
home.
Now, let's clarify what a spot is, okay? Because, you know, we're on 3 hours, so I'm willing to give an hour.
Okay.
An hour of About Your House Radio to someone. Now, but we've got to explain, it's not an hour where you can come on and do your, it's not your radio. Okay?
No.
You're not going to come on here and be belligerent or critical. But it's an opportunity if you've got a son, a daughter, you, or anything else, and you've got something to offer, hey, sign up and bid. Make some money. Yeah. And I'm glad to do that. Glad to do it. More than happy to do it. I love getting people on air that, you know, want to be on the radio and are afraid of it. Just like
that's awesome.
A lot of people are afraid to get on. Like the other night, you don't know. I asked five or six, but I don't be on the TV. I don't want to be on the camera. Oh, I don't want to talk. I sound too Southern. Everybody sounds, golly, come on, get out of here. You can do it. Anyway, but if you're interested, I'm all in. So you can put that down. 1 hour. Is that worth it? Is that reasonable?
That 1 hour is reasonable.
Sounds good.
Works for me. And I'll be glad to give you a logo or whatever you need to put on the table. Okay?
Okay. We'll talk about that. Thank you so much, Ray. We really do appreciate your support.
I'll come eat lunch.
Okay, great.
Today, and we will discuss.
Okay, thank you. And also, I just want to say one more thing.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for what you do with the kids. With Tools for Schools, because I think trade is so important, and you're just doing an amazing job with that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank
Absolutely.
You. Well, your support about your house and the community support, the sponsors that support About Your House, I couldn't do Put Tools in Schools without that support, my sponsors. I want more sponsors. I haven't been there because we've got so much work going on behind the scenes. It's just time. We never have enough, do we?
Absolutely.
But
I
thank
agree.
You so much. I appreciate
All right.
it. See
Thanks,
you
Ray. We'll talk later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's Angie from McCoy's Smokehouse and Saloon.
That's awesome. What an awesome contribution from Ray Terry to get somebody else on the show and be able to help a good cause.
Yes. And that's what it's all about, helping each other. You know, going back to something you said earlier about radio.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I just thought it was important. You
Golly,
know?
You know.
Because a lot of them people, they didn't get nothing up there.
I never thought
it was
about
radio.
It. The only thing that man had on that hill was his truck that wasn't destroyed.
Yeah.
His truck wasn't washed away, and he had his radio. But in being in a rural community, radio is very, very special.
Yeah.
Wow. And that, you know, I wish this is something that I wish would come back, and that's community radio.
Well, the thing is I was riding around like on my way out one day, and I had their local radio. They got a real good rock station. I can't call the name of it. I should have wrote it down. But I'm listening to it out there, and they played, you know, a couple good hair metal bands, and then a 70s rock band, and then they hit a 90s alternative band. I was like, I like this. But between every commercial break, they was running, hey, so-and-so's got a food truck down here on Swannanoa. This person and that person's got here in Yancey County is giving out supplies. They were telling the people where to go and get things. Hey, this operation over here is doing this. Samaritan's Purse is here feeding people. So-and-so just got their shower trailer up. They're down there in the parking lot of the Roses. They got showers down there. They bring you laundry. Bring you a fresh towel. If you don't have soap, we got soap down here. Come down here and do this. And I'm listening to this on the radio, and they said, all right, we got your Van Halen coming right up after this break. You know, and then he would talk about, hey, this is so-and-so with Samaritan's Purse or, you know, a commercial. And then it would go right to that Van Halen. And then it would be, you know, back to the commercial. And the radio DJ talking like me and you talking. All right, people, free sleeping bags and generators and heaters at this location. Get down there. Temperatures are dropping. And I'm just listening. I'm thinking to myself, we are losing radio to the digital world. And then I just reflected on that old man up there on the hill that had the drop cord. He chopped the ends off his drop cord, skint that wire out, went into his dash, turned them wire nuts you was talking about, and run it out through the under the dash, and then in there to his house, to his big stereo. He probably had some old, you know how stereos in the 80s and 90s with the console in
big
the middle.
Old speakers.
With the big speaker. He had them hooked up, and he was just jamming out. And he's out there, you know, and after I left, he had heat. He's got his radio. He's got his cigarettes. He's got his dog. We got plenty of water. You know, I dropped him. He didn't want no regular food. He wanted MREs. He seen my MREs that I was giving out. He wanted MREs. Oh, yeah, I remember eating them in Vietnam. You know, this, that, third. So I give him a whole case of MREs. And, you know,
where'd you get the MREs?
They giving them out at supply centers up there.
You
know, so when I go into a town, I give them to a supply center.
Where do they get? Our military supply that?
Oh, no, it's just private people just buying them. Yeah, you can buy MREs.
Okay.
Yeah, and, I mean, there are all kinds of flavors that was being circulated.
I remember.
But the thing is people was...
I was in the National Guard for 11 and a half years. I'm very much aware of MREs and all that.
But I just look at, like, you know, the basics of what we've lost as a society with, you know, the way that our phones have taken away and our televisions have taken away what radio used to serve as. So I see that as such a beneficial thing, and I'm so thankful that Asheville and the surrounding areas was broadcast, and all the radio stations, like, kudos to them for doing what they're doing. You know what I mean? Because some of those people wouldn't have had no communication about what's going on. Because you think if you're cut off from the outside world, you there you go. You got to have one of them to open up. But if you're cut off from the outside world, you don't know what's going on out there. If your road was washed away or your bridge was washed away, you're just in there. But if you tune into the radio and say, oh, well, if I could just make it down here to this place and that place, I can get supplies, everything I need. That's a lifeline. You know what I mean? If they take radio away, we're all done. You know, so I'm an advocate for radio.
Open an MRE.
Yeah, opening a can. That's
Ray's got his can opener out in here.
They called him a P-38.
Yeah.
Hold it up for the listeners.
Here it is.
He's got it.
It's right here.
So he can eat MREs.
I can open a can anywhere I'm at because I've had this for a long time.
Yeah.
It's been 40 years.
Since back in Nam.
Actually, it was the end of Vietnam. I
quit.
He
cut his way out of the jungle.
Every box of MREs, you get like three or four of these in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just it. But the thing is like.
And what's funny, you know.
Survival is natural.
There's two things you're never going to be without. A can opener and a corkscrew.
Yeah, you better have one.
I've learned that earlier. You never go out on a date without a corkscrew.
I don't drink wine.
Well, you don't.
I don't either.
Well, but you get where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Oh, there have been
my girlfriend might, I guess.
There have been many times where
if I need a wine opener,
you can't
I ain't got one
I'm
of them either.
Telling you, man.
You carry a wine opener can opener in your pocketbook.
I promise you, there's two wines.
I am the wife.
There is two.
He just didn't put his foot in his mouth.
There's two corkscrews in the glove box of the Sedona out there.
It's a good weapon.
It can. Well, that's being resourceful. It can be.
I stabbed him in the eye with a corkscrew.
Well, no, I watched Denzel Washington kill a guy with a corkscrew on the movie.
So it must be true then.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. That's right. You got it.
Jab him straight in the jugular.
No, I don't know why we got off on that because I showed you my.
But yeah, survival is something that we all need to have, and life skills is something we all have, you know. And like, you know, the way the kids are different up there, like, I definitely want to go back and work with some of the kids, but I've seen, you know, 9, 10-year-old, you know, I've got a 12-year-old son that's real talented and crafty. He will work with his hands.
Because you've shown him how.
Yeah, but I've seen other kids up there that remind me of him, you know, in ways, you know, that I can't describe. And I've seen kids carrying their weight and helping. You know, you just ride through these places, and you see the family in the yard, and they're cleaning up what they got, you know, and they're trying to salvage what they got. They're eating what they've got. They're doing what they got. Some of these people ain't showered in days. weeks.
All right, let's talk about currently. And yeah. I don't know what you know, but we'll find out what you know. What's in demand right now? What do we need to stop with, and what do we need to continue with?
Right now, supplies are being turned away. They have an excessive of amount of supplies. Definitely no food. The blanket things got out of hand. Heaters and generators, that's coming to an end. It's in a phase two, phase three efforts at this point in time of revitalizing structure and getting people back established. Shelters, my next mission, you know, is going to be contributing to provide shelters to get homes for people that are in tents right now, that their home washed away. So we're going to be building some tiny homes up there. I've got a couple different groups that we're going to go work beside. They've got it saying set up. They've got material on the ground. But while I'm doing that, I am evolving a donation from these manufacturers to get materials built. We're going to build them on our own. We're going to assist other organizations and build them. You know, we're going to keep that going for months to come. So the efforts and the needs are great, but that's where the demand is. It's getting cold and people are going – it's going to get wet up there. People need to be dry. Just try and help out as many people as we
absolutely,
can.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, we're going to talk more. We got to take a break here. Yep. 704-227-8986 is the number. You're listening to About Your House on Fox Sports Charlotte. Download the free app. Stream us live anywhere. Radios, bye-bye. And now you can go on your browser, foxsportsradiocharlotte.com and or Facebook Live, YouTube Live. We're there. Come on back. About Your House.
And then you stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if some fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking.
Memories and drinks don't mix too well. Jukebox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast. Tonight I need that woman again. What I'd give for my baby to just walk in. Sit down beside me and say it's all right.
All right, welcome back. During the break, you want to mention the help?
I was just wanting.
You've had support.
I just wanted to take a minute to thank everybody that's followed along through my journey and with the relief efforts. You know, if you've contributed to the GoFundMe, you know, or if you've donated personally, or, you know, you made a contribution, like, you know, my company, Illuminish, my boss, Bill, Bill Jones, he's been so generous through this whole thing. You know, he donated the funds and paid for me to have, you know, a rental vehicle to pull equipment and to make supply runs. You know, Todd Compton with Compton's Automotive for the Compton's Automotive rescue vehicle. You know, letting us use that UTV, and just all the support in the community. If you share my posts, if you supported, donated, if you prayed for my safety, I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. I'm grateful, beyond words that I can describe. My cup runneth over. It's such a blessing to have such good people in a network, and all this, you know, just stems from working with good people and keeping it real all the time, and people knowing who I am because I am transparent. I ain't got nothing to hide. And I've been able to help so many people in need, and I'm going to continue to help people in need, all, you know, based on people's support. You know, like I just sat here texting back and forth when we started this show this morning with my good buddy Aaron Foster at City Electric. He's gave us he's selling me the wire at cost to go do that generator. This fella, he's been living off the grid for 35 years. I hooked up with Appalachian Hope Disaster Relief, and they needed had a need for people to come in and clear these 400 trees off his driveway. Went up there, met Mr. Dean Campbell, and found out he's an electrical engineer that has been off-grid working on his own power station, his own water supply. And during the storm, the trees come down. They took his generator lead wire, which is a 2-alt wire, 100 foot times 2, and the conduit, ripped it, stretched it, and then the excavators up there cleaning the trees up, they finished it off. So me and my electricians, we're going up there. We're going to install a new conduit, a new run of cable. But this runs from a creekside generator that runs his 200-amp service.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just an awesome fella, going through prostate cancer, had his prostate removed, going through chemo. He's a real mountain man. I mean, just an awesome human being. But just using the network and social media has been so vital to me. And people don't know what the power of radio and these social media things and these meetings with NERI and all this networking and putting tools in schools. And what I do as a national sales rep and a technical manager, plus a North Carolina contractor, all that means to me, because it's vital in my resources to be able to go and help more people and to do what we're doing. And I just want to say thank you to everybody. Appreciate Illuminati standing up behind me. They know how hard I work for them, so they're always behind me, and we're always pushing to keep people in the light and never in the dark. Illuminati is going to be a light and a candle and a beacon of hope for everybody for more to come. Just stay tuned. But thank you, Ray, for having us on today, and and letting us talk about what's been going on up there. And if it's if anybody wants to help and support, just reach out to Ray or myself, and we can get you in the avenues of doing so.
One thing I can say, since this has all happened, born and raised in Charlotte and part of the community for so many years, it's really shown me the true value of love, community, and being neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it takes catastrophes to pull that out of us.
It's just like everybody in a family. They don't see each other until if you come to a funeral.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? And it's sad.
It is. We've and, you know, I don't know what it's going to take to pull us back in line.
Well, it's crazy because I grew up with my cousins being my best friends. And now you have cousins that don't ever see each other or know who they are.
Right. I know. we've all turned that way.
Riston, you my cousin, man. You come hang out with me anytime, man.
We all fam in the club.
But we're all together in this, you know. And that's another thing I love about helping kids in community is when you get a group of kids together, I don't care what race, what age, what gender.
Yep.
I don't care. You know, it's all together. We're all there together. We're all one. And it's just
storing unity.
It's just a beautiful thing. And what's so fun is we're all learning together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll teach, but I can't teach unless someone's learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that just is empowering for me to empower other people to believe in themselves.
Very important.
Because it works.
Yep.
It changes psyches, man. It changes consciousness. It changes everything. And it's out of love.
Yeah. But that's my calling in life, and I've already figured that out, that I need to influence and show love and, you know, encourage others to believe in themselves and to love themselves. No matter what, your disability, your handicap, you know, I'm fighting all kinds of it. You know what I mean?
And, you know, the bottom line is it does take money. Yeah, I do. I know.
Yep.
But it'll always work out if you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be there if it's the right thing.
Yep.
And you got to believe, and you got to have faith, and you got to believe in each other. And that's what's missing somewhat in our culture today, is that belief in each other.
Yeah.
Because of the division.
Or the belief in God, period.
Yeah, or the belief in God. And
I don't know if you know, but both of Jeremy's grandparents are preachers. And when I first met Jeremy, his grandma told me, she said, God told me he was going to put a jewel in my grandson's life. Well, how do you know? My maiden name is Jewel, Ray.
Right.
And so she knew when from the moment she met me, she said, you're going to be in my grandson's life for the rest of his life. You're his partner. You're his life partner. And then she said, the second thing she told me, she said, God told me my grandson's going to be a preacher one day. And so I just like, I know that that's Jeremy's calling.
Right.
Is to, and it may not be in a church. It may be a different way of preaching. Ways.
I am a preacher. Well, I'm a preacher of all things good.
Yeah,
I'm the Billy Graham of Tile around here. If you want to know something, just call me and we'll get it worked out together. If you want to network, I'm going to help you. That's what I'm preaching. That's my message. Well, everybody help somebody. If you can't help somebody, help yourself. Yeah.
It's another.
I'm a philanthropist.
Honestly, it's another way of ministry. It's a ministry.
It's all awareness.
I've gotten a lot of calls over the years because of the radio show.
Yeah.
And pastors and ministers and clergy, call it what you want, said, Ray, you've got a ministry. You don't know it, but you got a ministry. Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care who you are if you just help humanity. God put us on this earth to help each other, and that's the bottom line.
That's it.
We're all creators. We're all healers. We're just not in touch with it. And, you know, we need to work together to love, to care. And love's about compassion. It's about empathy. It's about just downright caring about each other. And not to all about yourself.
They've ruined us for thousands of years. They've been influencing us. They've ruined us and washed our minds.
Yep.
We need to get back to the basics.
Subliminal messaging.
Well,
I've said it, and, you know, I don't mean to sound all, you know, crazy.
That's why
stuff.
I do everything opposite of what people do. If everybody else is doing this, I'm going to do something opposite. Because I feel that I'm safer going the other direction than following the crowd.
Oh, I hear you exactly. You know, well, that's one thing about us. We don't like many of the rules.
Yeah.
I don't like all the rogues. You know why I don't like all the rogues? They insult my intelligence. And I don't like my intelligence insulted. It's like I can't think for myself. And that's another thing God gave us. He gave us genius minds.
We're all unique by design.
We're all critical thinkers, but they take it away from you in our education system. Why? Because they don't want you to think. Why? Because then you can figure the crap out. And they win. You become codependent. They teach that in our schools. Codependency.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do now? Think. Look around you. What needs to be done? Oh, you mean this? Oh.
Figure it out on your own.
Figure it out. Use that noggin. Use that brain. You can do this.
Yeah.
There's a huge disconnect in capabilities. Oh.
And I hear it from corporate America. I hear it from the trades and the blue-collar employers, business owners. Where can we find kids that think? Critical thinking is gone. Well, get into schools and confront them, engage them, teach them. That's how we got to do it. That's what's missing. We're depending on a whole system that's inept, totally broken. And we, as the industry, as people who know what we are, need to engage those kids, teach them. Because I told you earlier in the program, 34 kids last week, not one of them knew what the construction trades were.
Yeah.
They had no idea. And let me name a few for you, because you're using it as we speak. Electrical, HVAC, plumbing. You think you'll use any of this today? How about next week? How about your road? How about your street lights? How about your traffic light? How about that ATM machine?
Who keeps all that going?
Yeah, that internet.
You like that internet?
That's power, boy. That power, that infrastructure. Who you think takes care of? And you know what? I'll also pop this one in there. Real men do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Men.
And women.
Women are infrastructure supporters. And workers, too. They're all of the above. And they're vital. One quick note. Thursday night, talking about women in construction. In 1990, women were not in construction per se. today, they're controlling a lot of it. They're controlling a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
The predominant leaders of the construction industry trade associations are women. Good, bad, indifferent, you call it what you want, but they're women. And why? Because they get things done.
Absolutely.
They get things done. So there's opportunity for all. And you ladies out there, you make killer welders. Welders.
Mm-hmm.
You can make, and if we could teach our youth students how to do all these things, they would enjoy doing. How many times, Jennifer, have you been at one of these trades career days? And, you know, you've been to, what, four events, four or five now?
Yeah.
Something like that. How many times have you seen kids embrace it, engage it, and they
every
light up? They light up.
Every single event.
Because they've
it's
never.
It's what keeps me coming back.
They've never held a tile tool. They've never cut tile. They've never done anything of this nature.
I love watching the boys do it, but I get an even bigger kick of watching the girls.
And I got to share this story again. I was at, I think, Parkwood High School. No, Piedmont last year, and there was this young lady out. And I watched the kids. And some of them just kind of stick out and glare. It's like they light up.
Mm-hmm.
And this one young lady, she'd go from each trade, you know, and I asked her, I said, what do you want to do when you graduate? First time I asked her, she said, well, I really would like to go into the trades. I says, well, what rings your bell? She said, well, electrical does, but I like carpentry too. And the fact she said two of them, I said, oh, wow. I said, well, carpentry's over there. This is electrical here. But then I saw her over your table,
mm-hmm.
and then and she was cutting, and she said, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. I says, well,
the girls love seeing Jennifer out there so, and playing with tile.
I really like that. I says, well, what's stopping you? She said, well, I'm going to be honest with you. My mother wants me to go to college.
Yeah.
I says, well, darling, you got a choice to make. You got a big choice to make, but let me give you a little help, if I might. None of my business. You do what you feel like you've got to do in life. I'm not here telling you, but it's your life, not your mama's.
Yeah.
It's your life. You're the one that's got to be happy and content getting up every day and doing what you do the rest of your life. Is your mama doing it for you? Is she going to be there for you? No. You need to live your life. She can't. Now, she wants the best for you. And as I speak this story here, I know every parent out there wants the best for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You got two of them,
mm-hmm.
and you want the best for those boys.
Absolutely.
You bet you do. But do you guide them? Do you tell them? Do you cram it down what they're going to do, what they're going to be doing for success?
No. I can give them advice and you know, try to steer them in the right directions or you know, give them as
love
many.
Love them the way
yeah.
through.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, so here's this young lady that really wants to work with her hands. And you know what? Most kids do. They just don't know it. I'm not telling them what to do or pushing them in any direction, but I'll sure show them the alternatives
yeah.
that they're not being shown in our education system. And that's the sad part. And people may say, listen to me, I talk about it too much. Well, have you called an electrician lately? How long you got to wait? And then when he gets there, you're going to pay for it.
Absolutely.
So there's success, money, and a tremendous cash stream in the trades. Tremendous.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can be self-employed. You can get a job right out of high school.
I just wish, like normal people, you know, people that are having work done on their house.
You just said normal. What the hell is that?
Like non-skilled trades people.
Oh, okay.
Like just
you.
Like, you know, homeowners and stuff that,
right.
that are getting work done on their house would do a little bit more research into the trades themselves. Because
they go on TV and YouTube University.
No. Jeremy and I are part of all these groups on Facebook and about homeowners
right.
getting work done in their house
sure.
and stuff. And you wouldn't believe the amount of homeowners that come on there and complain about the price of a plumber or the price of the electrician or why does it cost me $300 to get a faucet put in.
Let me tell
you. Like, it just blows my mind.
Let me tell you a story. that you'll appreciate. Last week, I went and looked at a $3-4 million house up on the lake. OCD contractor, two of them. A neurosurgeon is building this house. His chief cook and bottle washer, because he's OCD and he knows construction. He was raised on a farm. Okay, enough said. Well, he took me. I went up and looked at this bathroom. Six bathrooms. Six. And there was no tile done yet. No work. It was all ready to go. And I said, who's doing your tile work? Well, I was going to talk to you about that. Do you know a good guy? I said, yeah, I know several. Now, please don't take offense in what I'm about to say, because I know y'all busy, and I know that, and I know the circumstances behind this house. And I said, I got a name for you, and I sent him Kyle Teeter's name. Kyle was 20% higher than the other four people he talked to.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
20% higher. Who you think got the job?
Kyle.
Kyle got it.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it because he said.
He's good.
He said, quality. Talk to you, Mike.
You're going to pay for quality.
You know, but I told him, I said, well, Kyle's meticulous, and he knows the product. He knows the industry. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I said, call him and talk to him. And he said, in conversation with Kyle, I knew immediately he was going to do my work because he knew. He had brought up in conversation a lot more of what I needed to hear than the other four that came up and looked at it. And there's your difference right there.
Yeah.
And he said, and I'm willing to pay for that because of all the issues I've had with stupid on this house. And this house is just magnifico with details and stuff. And,
yeah.
And it's very contemporary, very top drawer, you know. And I said, and he's OCD. And I said, Kyle's your boy. I said, you know, and he will do a great job. And, you know, it was the same thing. You know, he knew in speaking to Kyle but now was he willing to pay that extra price? Well, I'm telling you as a homeowner, not me as a homeowner, you as a homeowner, you need to do more research. And if you're shopping price, you're messing up.
Absolutely.
You done screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Especially with bathroom.
Oh, God.
It's quality over quantity.
People call me all the time. They say, man, I want you to build me a bathroom. I see your work online. And this, that, third, I get out there, I start looking, I give them a price. Like, oh, man, I didn't think it was going to be this much expensive. I said, what did you think it was going to be?
Bathrooms are the most expensive room to remodel in a house overall.
It's where you need to put your most money in. It's vital.
But people don't understand, you've got 9,000 gallons of water going through that bathroom per week.
Right.
And that's just a single household.
Sure.
Like if you had more than that, like just imagine the amount of water that's going through that. Like there's a lot that goes into building a shower, not just making it look pretty.
Well, the most important part of a shower or anything containing water on a continuum, okay, the substructure, the foundational aspects of that task are the most important.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't prep a shower, you can make a beautiful shower that leaks like heck.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And it ain't worth the time it took to put it up. Oh, God, it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But your subframing and your substructure's rotting as we speak.
Yeah, because they didn't do proper waterproofing.
But you can't see that part because it's hidden.
A lot of people, they just want what they can see anyway.
That's right. They want the pretty. Well, the pretty is not what you... Honestly, the pretty is not what you're paying for.
Absolutely not.
In bathrooms.
Yeah.
Granted, you might have paid a lot to get it pretty, but that's not what you're paying for in reality. You're paying for what it took to get it there. Because if you don't, it's going to leak, and you're going to have issues.
If you got a leaking shower, call us.
Yep. But that's what you pay for in tile. 704-227-8986. You listen to About Your House. Next week, we're going to talk bathrooms again with shower doors. Shower doors of the Queen City, shower doors of Charlotte, or shower doors. But whatever the name is, I'll tell you in a minute or two because I'll look it up. But I know it's Shower Doors of Charlotte. I think that's the name of the company. I'm pretty sure. Spoke to her the other night at the NARI meeting.
As a matter of fact,
that's how we met her. And they specialize in shower doors. But we're going to talk about that next weekend. Right now, we're going to take a break. We'll be back to wrap this show up.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus. In America too, she's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses. And her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her.
All right, welcome back to About Your House, talking to Jennifer and Jeremy Barker, Bathomatic Tile and Shower. And before the break there, we're talking about, well, the cost of a bathroom. Cost bathrooms, are very, 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 very relative to other rooms, very expensive to do. And, you know, if you're looking for partial bathroom remodeling, a shower, a walk-in shower, a curbless shower, all of that stuff, you can call Bathomatic Custom Tile and Shower, Jeremy Barker and his wife, Jennifer, and get on their list. How's your workload?
Oh, we're just steady moving around, you know. We're doing fine.
Cool.
Yep.
I know you're busy.
We have availability.
We do have availability coming up, though.
Well, we're entering the holidays. We're entering election season. I don't know what this mayhem is going to bring us, but I just hope we all make it and survive through it.
And if I don't have no work to do, I'll go to the mountains and keep volunteering.
You know, I'm thinking now that I may head up that way toward the holidays. I'll be in touch. You know, I've got.
It's gonna be months ahead. You've got plenty of opportunity.
Who knows?
We might have kids up there building shelters before it's over with.
I hope so. That would be fun. That would be a lot of fun.
Who knows where this is going to go?
I know some Boy Scout troops.
Yeah.
Are going to head up.
Why couldn't we?
I'm sure they've already been.
We'll get industry to back us up, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, man. Get a bunch of Boy Scout troops and just have a jamboree on the hills, man.
Yeah.
Teach these kids how to build stuff. Really? Yeah. Get industry involved. What's that?
We'll take Rishton with us.
Jamboree. Yeah, have us a Boy Scout. Oh, Girl Scout. A scouting. I don't care. Girls, boys.
All right, Terry Jimbery.
Call them all. Come on. Call me. I'll work with you. You know.
We'll take Riston with us.
But I just remember one thing. I got a big mouth.
We'll bring your
microphone.
People
say, what's that got to do with it? Well, when you work with me one time, you'll figure that out.
So you're either going to love me or want to kill me.
Yeah,
one
you're
going to
love me or hate me, I promise you. You know, I don't sit around and wait, you know. I love going to these organizational volunteer events, and you stand around for maybe 30 minutes, you know, up front, and everybody standing around wanting to know what we're going to do. I'd step forward and say, what we come here for? What do you mean? What are we doing? Well, whatever it is we're going to do, let's get with it. Let's do it. You know, I don't like
it. I hate standing around
and
waiting.
We ain't standing around
waiting. Don't get me hurry up and stand here and wait.
Yeah, no. what we come up here to do? Let's get with it. Something we got to do, let's do it.
Yep.
You know, get with it. We got to go.
That's why you got to carry an ADD person with you.
It's like Sam was telling you, well, you jumped right in there. Well, it had to be done.
Yeah.
You ain't got to tell me.
Wait sank the boat, homie.
Yeah, right. You know, for
wait
sure.
on who?
For sure.
I'm a renegade. Well, I'm a blaze a trail.
Yeah. If there ain't one, we'll make one.
Yeah, right.
You know, back to bathrooms a minute. Let's talk about the product lines. We always do when you come on. Cosentino.
Cosentino,
Cosentino,
yeah.
And other
family Spain or organization, family business.
Right, you're talking about if you want a high,
yeah, paneled goods. You know, 4x8 sheet, solid surface.
Four
sheets,
by eight, heck.
Five by tens.
You can make whole walls. Yeah. The only thing limiting you is the way you get it in and get it out.
Well, see, they sell silestone for countertops, and then they got Dectin for coverings. You know, so any of it is a quality product.
Yeah,
sweeping. And then there's gauge porcelain that's sweeping across the market. You know, you got to go, like you said, you was over there at Cambria, you know, for that event. You know, they specialize. They got all their own stuff over there.
Yeah, that's
as well.
Another big independently owned company.
You know, we got all these big distributors, all these big hitters. And
Charlotte's full of it now.
But the one thing is I want to speak out on, you know, I see where people's hearts at with all this that's going on with the tragedy in the mountains. And the manufacturers have really stepped up. Is I'm going to give a shout out to Frank Donahue with Best Tile. He's been nothing but a foot soldier, and since day one with Operation Hilo, being a fellow aviation mechanic, management man over there on the ground, routing out those helicopter drops and deliveries. You know, working the command center, connecting people with feet on the ground operations. He's been a great fundraiser support, big advocate of what we've been doing here in the Carolinas. So, you know, I look at people, how much time can you take off from your business? What did you commit? Where did you contribute? And I'm looking at the people in the industry that have contributed, and I'm looking at the ones that have not. And that it's like people say, pick who you do business with, support those who support you, and that's what I'm doing right now. You know what I mean? The covered industry has been good, but there's still a lot of industry that needs to step up, just like they do with put tools in schools. Everybody wants to stand by and watch the ship sail down the river instead of jumping on that ship and riding out and trying to reach for greatness and trying to prove something for the greater good of humanity. They'd rather make their own money and smooth sail on their own journey.
And playing their own club in their own backyard, and it ain't going to work.
With their own ball. And God help those who don't support us. And God bless the ones that do. You know?
Right.
And I'm just going to leave it at that. But, you know, I love everybody.
I know. I'm with you, brother.
I love everybody, right?
You can yell at them and say, but I love you. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
You know, you hurt my feelings. I don't care.
But the thing is like, I'm an advocate.
You can't take the truth.
Like
I
said before, I am the minister of the coverings and the tile industry. And the people that I advocate for, and I do my marketing and advertising and you know, I support them. They hadn't supported me yet. I'm taking it personal. And I might be wrong for that, but I'm just being real. I'm taking it a little bit personal.
And you know why?
And because that's where my heart's at.
And you know why? You've been told a bunch of lies, haven't you?
Yep.
That's what – and here's the bottom line.
Bunch of promises.
I'm going to summarize everything you just said. Actions speak louder than words.
Yep. Don't tell me you're going to do something and then don't do it. By God, have mercy on your soul. I play by different sets of rules.
But you remember.
Yeah, I'm like an elephant.
But you do the same thing because of your heart. Yeah. You did it to me.
You oversign up.
You oversign up for stuff. Yeah. And you know, I'm not mad. Like we just said, I'm not mad.
Oh, I'll make up for it. Don't you worry.
I'm not mad.
Just because I miss a commitment.
You know,
with the kids, but I'll make up for it.
You committed.
Don't tell me you're going to do something.
I'm going to say this, and I have to. You committed to several things, but I knew where you were.
Yeah.
I knew where you were, and you were doing the same thing, just another place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your heart's bigger than your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You commit knowing that you may not, and that's okay. But I'm telling you this as your teacher. You understand?
I understand.
That's all. I love you. I love what you're doing. God bless you, son. And, you know, we need more of you. But how old are you again?
38.
Are you 38?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pushing 40. So, see, you ain't even to 40 yet.
Mm-mm.
I'm getting there.
you're getting there. You're in every possible way. That's called growth, right?
Yep.
And I wish there were more people like you to eat their words. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're right, I screwed up. You know, and I do the same thing now. Somebody asked me the other night, well, how do you know? Because I did it. Because I made those same mistakes.
Yep.
And I had to embrace them and own them. Look, half the battle in anything, alcoholism, drug addiction, any, you know, whatever your problems are, embrace them. Mm-hmm. Own them. Fix them. They're yours. You're in control.
Accountability.
Accountability. Don't blame someone else.
Discipline yourself. You know, discipline yourself. You know,
you're in control of your boat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Learn that.
Yep.
And fix it if it's broken. A lot of you have, and God bless you.
Yep.
But we all need to work together to make it work. And you know what? Back to put tools in schools. What these kids need is love. Is love.
They need more people like us, right? They can go out there and spend the time with them.
They like to be touched, to be talked to, not down to, and loved. Wow. It don't matter. What color, what age, it don't matter. None of that matters. It matters if you make it matter. and it should not be even in the equation, but it is, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
We need to rise above and be the best we can be. Now, go make it a good day. Real quick, how do they get in touch? Very quick.
Facebook, Instagram.
Bassmatic,
Custom Tile and Shower.
Google us.
Google, that's the easiest way. Now go spread the love. We're going to talk Shower Doors of Charlotte next Saturday. Got a crew coming in and talk. That's it. How are we going to talk about shower doors for 2 hours? Excuse me. They'll be in at 9. But go spread the love. Make it a great week. We love you all. About your house. Talk to you then.
Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah.